knechu irahi. As a bez, but a bezna does not have smicha. Ishlichu saiko avdino. They get together and they pass him when there's a tzorach. When there's no tzorach, so you don't say that there's any yeshiva's bezna. You don't say there's a moish of bezna. There's no moish of bezna. So the Ran suggests that maybe the Rif understood ike benai bedina dekroi. If you have a bezna that doesn't have smicha. So why they call the bezin shlichu saiko avdinon? That's the machlokes hatanoim, whether they too are permitted to blow shofar, whether they're allowed to blow shofar in the presence of such a bezin or not. And because the whole issue was only a shayla b'derabbanon, so the Rif went lekula and he felt that in the presence of any choshev a bezin, you have the right to blow shofar. Chiddush niflo. It wasn't accepted by Yad Vashem. It's a very unpopular notion. Even the Talmidei Rif, they said Talmidei Rif didn't follow the practice of the Rif. Very few chachamim followed the Rif that they should blow shofar and Rosh Chodesh Chol Yisrael b'Sham. After Mohammed Sheshet Hayamim, when they recaptured the old city, so on the first, I think the second Rosh Hashanah, after the war, so the chachamim were discussing, that Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbat. So they were discussing whether they should blow shofar or not because it's Yerushalayim. And Yerushalayim and all the cities near Yerushalayim, you blow shofar even on Shabbat. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that not. He thought that the Iker Pshat in the whole din Afilu Bizman HaMikdash was not that in Migdash you blow because Ein Shavuz Ban Migdash. Not because it's the Mokam HaKrovis HaKorbonis. If it's because Ein Shavuz Ban Migdash or because Mokam HaKrovis HaKorbonis, so one can insist that if Kitchel Osig Lovoy, so Yerushalayim still maintains that Kiddush, and you can still say that Ein Shavuz Ban Migdash. You can still say that it's the Mokam al Pidin is the Mokam al Krovus HaGavon. So he thought that the Iker was like the Rambam, like other Rishonim, that all along the Din was that you blow Shofar and Migdash because the Migdash is the Mokam al Bezin. And that's why he was pushing so much at that time to insist that even according to the Yerushalmi Svara, that if the Din there right, that the Migdash are you talking about Lomadin, maybe that also depends on the fact that the Migdash is the Mokam al Mishpot, the Mokam al Bezin. Not because Migdash is Migdash, Migdash is the base Tfilah, Migdash is the Mokam Karbonis. No, because Migdash is the Mokam HaMishpot. But Bizman has said that we don't have any Bezin and Lishkas HaGozis, so the Vajit Teigusun that we have the Mokam HaMigdash, we have the old city, but you don't have any Bezin over there. So it's a blight, the same as anywhere else in the world. It does not, even though Kitchen, even if one should assume that Kitchen Lassi Lavoi, but it's still, you don't have any Bezin over there, so still you cannot blow Sheikh. The Gemara later on Lamed Amud Aleph quotes a brisa that not only the Mishnah has later in Rosh Hashanah that not only do you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, you have to blow shofar on Yom Kippur Shel Yovel every 50th year when you have Yovel. So the Torah says, "Bavayta shofar shvo b'chodesh Ashvi b'yasal achodesh b'aviv shofar b'chol ha'artzchem." A mitzvah to blow shofar on Yom Kippur Shel Yovel. The Gemara learns that from the Pesukim that it has the same dinim of tkiyah shofar that you have on Shabbat. You have to blow Tkiya, Trua Tkiya three times, and everything, Malchus Ohen Shofar, is the same Nusach HaTfilah. You don't say Yom HaZikaron HaZeh, you say Yom HaKippurim HaZeh, but you say the Malchus Ohen Shofar just like on Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara has a braisa that on Yom Kippur, Shol Yovel, when you blow Shofar, you also only blow Bizman Bezdin, V'yim Bezdin, only in conjunction with Bezdin. What kind of a din is that? So the Pashtus, the Velt learns is that it's a similar din to the din of Rosh Hashanah Shecholi is B'Shabbos. How does the Babli learn Rosh Hashanah Shecholi is B'Shabbos? Bamigdash Ayitagan Avloi Bamdin, it's a Gdeira, the Rabban Hashem Yaviren. That's only when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos when you're forbidden to carry. Rosh Hashanah falls out on a weekday, you're permitted to carry. So there's no Gdeira. But on Yom Kippur, it's always Yom Kippur Shecholi is B'Shabbos. Every Yom Kippur is Shecholi is B'Shabbos. Yom Kippur has a din like Shabbos, you're never permitted to carry on any Yom Kippur. So every Yom Kippur Shal Yovel is built in, and it's Yom Kippur Shal is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is always the din of Shabbat that you're not allowed to carry. So at every time you have the mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar on Yom Kippur, you always have the problem of the Gzeira de Rabbe. So they say you always have to limit it. And every Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, when you blow Shofar, it's only Bifnei Bezin, the Yim Bezin, till Chatzos when the Bezin is Yeshvim, and after Chatzos when the Bezin is no longer convened, you don't blow Shofar and so on. So the Velt says pshat that it's only a Takana de Rabbanan. The Ritvo on this Gemara says no. He says that on Tkiyas Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, the limitation that you only blow in connection with Bezin, in conjunction with Bezin, that's already a din derais. It's not a limitation de Rabbanan. Why? So he says the Iker Tkiyas Shofar on Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, the Gemara says in the first parak and of Tes, is to announce to the world Shiluach Avodim. Crossing drawbars to blow Shofar, to announce that the Avodim are going free. And the Iker Shiluach Havonim is proclaimed by the Bezdin, by their Tkiyah. So everybody else, true, with the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shefer on Yom Kippur Shel Yovel is not only a Chiyuv on the Bezdin, it's a Chiyuv on every individual person also, but it's only every person in conjunction with the Bezdin. The Din Deraisa is like that. So the Din Deraisa would be that you only blow Kol Zman She Bezdin Yoshvim, and only if you live near the Bezdin. If you live far away from the Bezdin, you wouldn't blow Shefer on Yom Kippur Shel Yovel mid Deraisa. Not Gzeira Derabbanan, nothing to do with Gzeira Derabbanan. The Ritva wants to say that that din is a din derais. It's a chiddush. Achren and Tupel, what they need. Right. Right.
They were responsible for counting the Yovel.
Right. They are responsible for creating the Yovel. And then the Gemara says in the first parak on Daf Tes, what happens if the Bezin doesn't blow Shefer? The Rambam passes like this. What happens if the Bezin doesn't blow Shefer? Doesn't say Bezin. What happens if they didn't blow Shefer on Yom Kippur Shel Yovel? So the Gemara says, and then the whole Yom Kippur is over, so they lost their chance. So the Gemara says, that year doesn't have the dinim of Yovel. The Kiyah Shefer is Ma'akid. The Gemara says, the other dinim of Yovel are not Ma'akid. Let's say the people didn't observe the din of Shiluach Avodah, that the Nevedibi goes free. Vishnasa Yovel. Or the din of the other dinim of Yovel, whatever other dinim there are, Hachzara Sodeh, that the fields go back to Yovel, or the Avodas HaKarkan, you're not permitted to do Avodas HaKarkan, you have to say, even if the people violate the mitzvahs of Yovel, but the Kedushas HaYovel is there. So let's say the people on Mechal Shabbos, the Kedushas HaShabbos disappears, about to say Shabbos, no. But on Yovel, the Gemara learns that from a pasuk, that if they didn't fulfill the mitzvahs of Yovel, so the Kedushas HaYovel is not present. And the Gemara has a Machlokes HaTanaim, which mitzvahs so the Rambam passes like that Tana that Tiyas HaShefer and Yom Kippur Shel Yovel is Miyakev. If they didn't blow Shefer and Yom Kippur Shel Yovel, then the whole Kedushas HaYovel is not Chal. It's not Chal. So who is not blowing Shefer is Miyakev. What does that mean? So the Gemara says Mistavre on Daf Tes. The Gemara says Mistavre like that Tana that Tiyas Shefer and Yovel is Miyakev, because the Tiyas has a Shaychus with the Bezna. And the Bezna Gola, the ones who are counting every year to live. The Sefarta Lachal Sheva Shaps Hashem Sheva Shem Sheva Pomim, they have the mitzvah to count up till Lishnas HaYovel, and then they have the Iker mitzvah Tkiyas Shofar on Yom Kippur Shel Yovel is mutal on the Bezin and on everybody else in conjunction with the Bezin, like the Ritva says. Everybody else blows only the Zman Bezin, the Yin Bezin, the Deraisa. Everybody's Tkiyas has to be mitzurah for Bezin, because the Iker Tkiyas on Yom Kippur Shel Yovel is a Chavis HaBezin. So that's what the Gemara says in the first parak. That's how the Rambam passes like that Tana, that if the Bezin didn't blow Shofar on Yom Kippur Shel Yovel, then the whole year would forfeit its Kedusha. The whole Kedusha doesn't get off the ground. Moshe Lamar David Daimah, if the Bezin wouldn't be counting, what if they wouldn't count? So that's year number one. Instead of being a blank year, usually the Yovel is a blank year. Instead of being a blank year, it'll be year number one. To my friend, 10 days ago. Yeah, all day long. But it's the Yom Kippur. If the Yom Kippur Shel Yovel comes to an end, right, Lamafreya as of 10 days ago, it's not so long. No, Lamafreya as of Rosh Hashanah. As of Rosh Hashanah, this was a Shemitah year. Yeah, the Gemara has a Machlekes in the Dorim. Machlekes reviewed in the Chachamim. When you have a Shnas HaYovel, do I say that Yovel counts as the first year of the next Shemitah cycle? That the years always go 7, 7, 7, 7. They don't go 50, 50, 50, and the 50th year is, you have 7, 7, 7 times, and the 50th year is a blank year, not belonging to any Shemitah. That's how we pass. Now, Judah says, no, they go 7, 7, 7, and the Shnas HaYovel is not a blank year, it's always the first year of the next Shemitah cycle, but we don't pass like that. We pass in the Bizman Shah Yovel Noeg. Bizman said we don't have Yovel, so you just go 7, 7. But Bizman Shah Yovel Noeg, so Yovel is a blank year. But if they didn't blow Shofar on Yom Kippur Shel Yovel, and it turns out it's Moshal Amad Davidem. If Bez Nagol didn't count Sviras Hashanim, so if they didn't count, so the Yovel doesn't happen by itself. Even if they counted all 49 years, and the 50th year they didn't blow Shofar on Yom Kippur Shel Yovel, it's as if they didn't finish counting. So the year won't have the status of Yovel. It'll have the status of year number one. It'll turn out like loyal Muslim afraid that it wasn't the Shnas HaYovel. Didn't have any dinim of Yovel. All the dinim are called, won't apply. Right. It says the avodim don't go free until after Yom Kippur. The Gemara says in the first parak in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes, the Avodim sit around during Atzeres and make tshuva. They don't go home yet, but the boss can't make them work. Why? They're sort of in limbo. They don't know. Is it going to turn out to be Shnas HaYevo because the Bez Nagodol is going to blow Shofar? If people are going to blow Shofar in conjunction with the Bez Nagodol, then it's going to come out that they were really set free from Rosh Hashanah on, so the Odin had no right to make them work. But if it's going to turn out on Yom Kippur or Yevo, they're not going to blow Shofar. It'll come out that it wasn't the Yevo. But they'll stay till next Yevo. They'll stay out for it. Another 50 years to go. Right? So it says that they sit around. A plane never goes out the shirt. I never knew it. Let's say the sun is go back to Balaam also. You have to wait till Yom Kippur to see if it's going to turn out to be Yevil. It may not be Yevil. If they won't blow Shefer, it'll come out that it was year number one, so it's not Yevil. You have to wait another 50 years. That's how the Gemara says. Whether this year will have the status of Yevil depends on the keyest of Yom Kippur. There is another Mishnah in the last parak in Rosh Hashanah. And Daf Lamin on the days. This mission is the background of the whole institution of Yontav Sheni for Rosh Hashanah. I want to discuss that a little bit. The 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Everybody knows that Rosh Hashanah, the 2 days are Yom HaRichta. That lashon doesn't appear anywhere in the Gemara. The Gemara has an expression Yom HaRichta. But again, to other things, the Gemara says that all 7 days of Sukkot are Yom HaRichta. But again, the sitting in Sukkot. That's why one opinion holds that you only say Leisha Bat Sukkot the first night. And that's it. You don't have to say another bracha. We don't pass like that. Other places, the Gemara has Yom HaRichta. The Gemara never says Yom HaRichta by Rosh Hashanah. That's Rashi has like that. Rashi in the Tshuva. The Rosh quotes, in the end of Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh quotes Tshuvas Rashi. That Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaRichta. Shaila, what they say, Shechyonu on the second day. And Rashi in Gemara Beitz, they call Rosh Hashanah Yom HaRichta. The Gemara calls it a different thing. The Gemara calls it Kedusha Achas. The Gemara discusses whether when you have Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias, they call it Kedusha Achas. But they call them shtei kedushas. They treat the both days as one long hemshir, but they treat each day as a separate yom tov. So Rashi rephrases that. Rashi calls it yom harichta. What does that mean? What's the whole issue? Yom harichta, kedushah, is what's the whole thing all about? No. The Gemara has three machlekes tanoim and amoraim. Tanoim have machlekes by three cases. One case is yom tov hasamach l'shabbos, that the yom tov falls out on Friday or on Sunday. That's one machlek is whether the 2 days are labeled as kedusha achas or shtei kedushas. One machlek is by shnei yamim tovim shel golias, the first day Pesach and the first day Shavuot, second day Shavuot, first day Pesach, second day Pesach. Is that kedusha achas shtei kedushas? And a third machlek is by 2 days Rosh Hashanah, and they're not necessarily tali zeh bizeh. You can split the psa. So what is the whole background all about? The whole issue with kedusha achas shtei kedushas. What is it all about? So the Rambam writes Yeroyali, the Rambam at the end of Hilchas Erevin writes, an original chiddush in Yeroyali, he says, I think the din is like this. He's giving you a clue to understand the whole background of the whole issue. The Rambam writes, in my humble opinion, if Yom Kippur would fall out on a Friday or a Sunday, in our calendar, the Gemara says it never falls out. But the Gemara says that the Mishnah Shabbos talks about the possibility of Yom Kippur falling out on Friday or Sunday. So if Yom Kippur were to fall out on a Friday or a Sunday, if you wouldn't rig the calendar, so the Rambam writes, Yeroyali, in my humble opinion, right there, everybody would agree that it would have the status of Kedusha Achas. But I would say that you cannot, let's say, I live over here, and there's a good chazan over here, and there's a good chazan over here, but he knows how to daven Yom Kippur Tikadaven, and he knows how to daven Shabbos Tikadaven. My city, no one knows how to daven anything. So for us, Yom Kippur, and it's chut to tchum to go anywhere. So I want to leg an Erevei Tchumen to go on Yom Kippur to daven, and that place Medrash, by that cousin, I want to make an Erevei Tchumen for Shabbos, either Yom Kippur is Friday or Sunday, I want to have a different Erevei Tchumen to go a different direction for Shabbos and a different direction for Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says that depends. You cannot have two different, Shabbos morning, the cousin is going to sing in that shul, it's a chut to tchum. And Shabbos afternoon, the rabbi is going to give a Shabbos Shuvah Drasha and that shul over there. I want a chaparai and everything. They're both chut to tchum. So I want to make an Erevei Tchumen for Shabbos morning until 4 o'clock should be this direction. And Shabbos afternoon from 4 o'clock on, I want to have the tchum Shabbos the other direction. So the Mishnah says that you can't do that. For the whole Shabbos, for the whole Yontav, you have to have one tchum Shabbos. You have to be kaveh where your makam is, b'tchilas hayom. Wherever your makam is, b'tchilas hayom, that's your makam for the whole day. As the Pasuk says in Chumash, Shvui Ishtachta Val Yetzi Ishmim Koma by Yom HaShvi. You have to be Kaveh HaMokam at the beginning of Shabbos, and that's the Mokam for the whole day. So the Mishnah says in Erevin, So what if you have Shabbos next to Yom Tov? What if you have 2 days Yom Tov, one next to the other? What if you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah, one next to the other? So you treat them as a Kedusha Achaz, so you teach them as Shtei Kedusha. So that's the original Machlokes HaTanoim, in the Erevin Daf Lamed Ches, in the Machlokes HaMaroyim, in the first Perek in Beitzer. And so Tutzacha, the whole Machlokes was Kedusha Achaz, Shtei Kedusha. So the Rambam writes, what's the whole background? He writes, Yeroyali, in my opinion, Kuli Alma Lo Pligi, everybody would agree that if it's Yom Kippur HaSamach L'Shabbos, no Sveik of the Yom in Eretz Yisrael. And Yom Kippur has the exact same din as Shabbos. There's no Heterech HaNevesh. Shabbos and Yom Tov are not exactly identical. Yom Tov has a Heterech HaNevesh and Shabbos doesn't. So it's hard to say, it's questionable whether you can say blends into the Kedushas. But the Rambam writes, Yeroyali, the end of Hilchas Erevin, that if you were to have Yom Kippur fall out on a Friday or on a Sunday, that everybody would agree that in that case it would be considered Kedusha Achas. Because they're exactly identical Kedusha Sayyam. So I say that the Kedusha Sayyam that began on the first day lasts for 2 full days. Normally on a Shabbos, the Kedusha Sayyam ends at the end of Shabbos because it's a Heta Malacha. When you have 2 days back to back, and the Dini Malacha are identical, there's no Heta Rechon Nevesh neither on Shabbos nor on Yom Kippur. So when the Kedusha... The onshim are different.
The onshim are different.
The Mishnah in Shabbat talks about Havdalah. The Mishnah in Shabbat says you only say Havdalah when you go down in Kedusha. When you go up, you don't say Havdalah. So the Mishnah presents the Machlokes of the Kivan Rabbi Shmuel, which is on a higher level of Kedusha. Shabbat or Yom Kippur. That's the Machlokes, which day has more Aliyahs. The Aliyahs represent which day has more Kedusha. On a normal weekday, you give 3 aliyahs. Right, they have Dol and Davening. Dol and Davening, not Alakos.
And Davening.
Just in Tefillah alone.
So the
Mishnah has a machlokes. Which day, which way do you have to say Avdolah? Going, you only say Avdolah when you go down. When you go up, you don't say Avdolah. So that's machlokes for Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Whether Yom Kippur has more Kedusha than Shabbos, or Shabbos has more Kedusha than Yom Kippur. That's the Machlokes Achrayim, so that's the Machlokes in Megillah. How many Aliyahs do you give on Shabbos and how many on Yom Kippur? So we paskin on Shabbos there are 7, and on Yom Kippur there are 6. So that indicates that we hold that Shabbos has more Kedusha than Yom Kippur. And Rabbi Kiva holds not, so Rabbi Kiva holds that Yom Kippur has more Kedusha than Shabbos, and you give 7 Aliyahs on Yom Kippur and 6 Aliyahs on Shabbos. If you want to make yourself a Timei. On Nikaradin, how many Aliyahs do you have to give? So the Mishnah discusses that. It's still not the same level of Kedusha. So the Rambam writes, even though they're not exactly identical, there is a slight difference, but he says, Yeroy Ali, in his opinion, in this case, they would all agree that it would be Kedusha Achas. The Kedusha Sayyam begins on the first day, and there's no reason to say that it ends, and then it begins again for the second day. If it's going to be a repeat of what you had the first day, the same Isuri Malacha, except that you bring different Korbanis, and now there's Misa, now there's Koris if you do Malacha, and here there's a Chiyaptonis, and here there's no Chiyaptonis, these are slight differences. But in the Hilchas Isuri Malacha, which is the essence of Kedusha Sayyim, the Iker aspect, the Iker element of Kedusha Sayyim is the Isur Malacha, so the Isur Malacha are identical. There's no Heterech HaNefesh either on Shabbos or on Yom Kippur. So the Rambam writes, since they're exactly identical, so he says, in that case, everybody would agree that it's Kedusha Achas. And the Tanoim only have a Machlokes when you have Yom Tov HaSamach L'Shabbos, because the Isuri Malacha are not identical. On Shabbos, there's no Heterech HaNefesh, and on Yom Tov there is. So that's why there's a machlokes. So how do we paskin? So the Gemara says by Shabbos hasamach leyomtiv, we paskin like the dalad v'keni. The Gemara quotes an erev in daf lamaches. The Gemara quotes 4 tanoim who all concur. They were all of the opinion halachic abaz v'keni that is shtei kedusha thing. By Shabbos hasamach leyomtiv is shtei kedusha because there's a heterech nevesh here. There's not a heterech nevesh here. So it's loy nitan leheyomer. It doesn't make sense to say that once the Kedusha Sayyim masses b'malach at the beginning of the first day, it lasts for 48 hours. It can't. You have to say that something changes in the middle because the nature of the Isurim Malach are different. The shail is though, what if you have 2 days Yom Tov or 2 days Rosh Hashanah? Hasmukum Zol is there. So in our Torah, there is no such thing as 2 days Rosh Hashanah, 2 days Yom Tov. But in the Rabbanon, on a level of the Rabbanon, that you have 2 days, one after the other, so should I say that it's Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushas? So the Gemara has a dispute, Tanoim, the Tanoim in Erevin, the Mishnah in Erevin, that Lamed Ches has a machlokes Rav Yosi and Hachamim. For the 2 days Rosh Hashanah, 2 days Yom Tov is Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushas. And we pask in the compromise, we pask in that 2 days Rosh Hashanah is Kedusha Achas, that's what Rashi calls Yom HaRichto, and 2 days the other Yom Tovim is Shtei Kedushas, that is not a Yom HaRichto. What does that mean? That the other Yom Tovim is not a Yom Arichto. In other words, on the first day Yom Tov, I want to make an Arabic woman to go to hear this cousin. On the second day Yom Tov, I want to go, I live in Chutzlot, I have 2 days Yom Tov, I want to go to hear that cousin. So on 2 days Yom Tov, you can, but on 2 days Rosh Hashanah, you can't. I treat the both days Rosh Hashanah, Midirabon, Midiraisa, there are no 2 days Rosh Hashanah, Midirabon, you have 2 days, I treat it as a Yom Arichto, Tusha Achas. You have to make up your mind whether your tchum is here, your makom is here, your makom is there. And you have to make up your mind the beginning of the first day. So that's the way we pass. Rosh Hashanah is Yom Arichto, and all the other days of 2 days Yom Tov is Shtei Kedushas. What is that based on? So the Gemara explains in Beitza that that's all based on this Mishnah, on Daf Laman on the base. What's the difference? Why are you more machna on Rosh Hashanah than on any other time? So the Gemara explains that the reason is the following. On a regular Yom Tov, what is it based on that you have 2 days Yom Tov in Chutzlor? Sveika Diyoyma. What do you mean a Sveika Diyoyma? When did this Sveika Diyoyma begin? This man is there, the Gemara says, Anan Bikinim Bikvi Diyarka. In the days of Abai Verov, Hil Hasheni, who was the Nazi in Eretz Yisrael, instituted the Luach. So from the days of Hil Hasheni on, there's no longer any Sveika Diyoyma. But the man is there, the Gemara asks in Beitze, Behoidna, the Anan Bikinim Bikvi Diyarka. The man is there that we follow the Luach. So what kind of Sveika Diyoyma? So the Gemara says, we follow the original practice. So what was the original practice? What was the Sveika Diyoyma? When did that begin, that Sveika Diyoyma? So the Goyim write in the Tshuvas HaGoyim, it began in the days of Yeshua ben Nun. That's what they claim. Yeshua ben Nun said goodbye to Reuven the God, v'chad to Shev Tam and Ashes. They said, Fod gizun to hate, go back to Eva Yarden. But don't forget, you're never going to know when Yom Tov is. How are you going to know when we're declaring Rosh Chodesh? So you should observe Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golis. That's what it says in the Tshuvas HaGoyim. That Yeshua ben Nun was the one who instituted the idea of Sveika Diyoyma. It's a real Sveika Diyoyma, a real Sveika Deraisa L'chumre. Very difficult. We don't observe 2 days Yom Kippur. They never observe 2 days Yom Kippur. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Chof, and the Yerushalmi has in Chale, that the Chassidim v'Anshei Maaseh, the Norach Handikot, the Chassidim v'Anshei Maaseh b'Zman Hazeh, who observe 2 days Yom Kippur, based on the Babylon Yerushalmi. But Medina, they were never Mechayev 2 days Yom Kippur. So you see that there never was a real Sveika Diyoyma. Not only B'Zman Hazeh, is it not Medina, even B'Zman Shekitcho Piyariya, nobody, the Hamoinam didn't follow, didn't observe 2 days Yom Kippur. There never was a real Sveika Diyoyma. So the Netziv in his Bira Chumash explains, in Parshas Emor, he says there never really was a Sveika Deraita L'chumra. They followed the Roi. You're not sure whether Ador is going to have, by the time it came Rosh Chodesh Nissan, they already knew how many days there were in Shvat. How long is it going to take to find out? So they already knew how many days there were in Shvat. But when it comes to Pesach, they don't know yet how many days there were in Ador. So how would they know whether Pesach is today or tomorrow? Speaker the Yom, Speaker the Rais of Luchum. So he says, no. Raif Shanim, Ador Hastamach Lenissan has 29 days. So you have the right to follow the right. If it turns out that you were wrong, so Hashem HaTov Yichapeba, the Rabbani Shalom will forgive you, because you followed the Roi. So Medina derais, there is no real Sveika Diyoyma on Pesach, because you followed the Roi, the Roi Pamim Ador HaSomach L'Nissin is Chaster. And Rosh Hashanah also, the Gemara says, Roi Pamim Elul is Chaster. Not only is it Roi Pamim Elul is Chaster, the Gemara makes a statement that in the days of Ezra, it says in the Pasuk in Ezra that Elul had 30 days. Elul was Molei, and Rosh Hashanah was on the 31st day. Elul was a Chodesh Molei. But the Amoraim say, a historical statement, Mimois Ezra Lielech, Lomatsina Elul Miyubra, that Elul was never 30 days. So that's a pretty good right. But from the days of Ezra on, till the days of the Amoraim, it never had 30 days. And even if you don't accept that opinion in the Amoraim, but the others only dispute, they say it's not 100% correct, but the right, they also agree, the right form in Elul is Chaser. So the Netziv writes in his Biran Chumash, the institution of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golis, even if it dates back to the days of Yeshua ben Nun, even if one should assume like the Gaonim say, it never was a real Sveika Deraisa. You can't say it's a Sveika Deraisa because they never introduced Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golis for Yom HaKippurim for the Hamoinam. There were only Hasidim, Amshei Maisi, Yechidis Gula, who fasted both days and who abstained from Malacha both days and so on. Mikir Adin, there's no Sveika Deraisa, you follow the right. It's only a takona de rabbanon or a minig. That's a shaila in Beitza. Whether bizman shekitcho piyariya, Rashi learns it's a machlekes amaroyim. Whether Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golis was a takona de rabbanon or it was a minig. And bizman hazeh, that anan b'kinan b'kviya diyach, and we still continue to observe Yom Tov Sheni, now it's a machlekes tesis niran. Whether Yom Tov Sheni that we observe is a takona de rabbanon or a minig. Tesis sheet is that it's only a minig. And the fact that we recite brachas on the second day Yontif is a haichocha in the eyes of Tosfos, that you recite a bracha even when you do a minig. That's why Tosfos passes to say a bracha when you recite halal on Rosh Chodesh, even though it's only a minig. And the Ran disagrees with Tosfos, says that's not a raya. And Tosfos Shel Golis says takana the rabbanon. It's not a minig. I think Gemara says he's zoru b'minig avistechem yedechem. It doesn't mean a minig. You should continue the practice that your forefathers had. You should continue the observance. It doesn't mean a minute. You should continue the observance that your forefathers had, that they always observed 2 days yontif. You should continue it now also. It's the takana de rabbana. That's the wording of the takana de rabbana, but it doesn't mean that it's only minute. So that's the machloek is the Ran and Tosfos and Sukkah Dapna involved. Well, the yontif sheni b'zman hazeh is the takana de rabbana or a minute. So I'll call upon him. The Gemara says, what is the background of yontif sheni? Whether it's a de rabbana or it's a minute. Not a derais, not a real spake derais, but what is the background of the takana de rabbanon, or what is the background of the minig? That we act as if there's a spake of the yom. There really isn't, but we make believe as if there's a spake of the yom. So what does it mean a spake of the yom? It means that either today is Rosh Hashanah, tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah. Either today is Pesach or tomorrow is Pesach. But it's not that we say that both days are Pesach. That's impossible. So the Gemara says if that's impossible, so it's mimonav shachida hayom kodesh olamacha chol, olamacha kodesh v'hayom chol. So that's cool. Shtei kedushas. You can't call that kedusha achas. That there's a Kedusha Sayyam that goes on both days, it's not true. It's either one day is Kodesh or the other is Kodesh. It can't be both. So that's why we pass in Lalocha that on all other Yantam Sheni Shal Goliath, it's not a Yom Arichta, it's not a Kedusha Achas, it's Shtei Kedushas, and you can make one Erevei Tchumah to go on the first day Yontif in one direction, and a different Erevei Tchumah to go in the other direction. So Manish Tana Rosh Hashanah, all of the other days. So that's what the Gemara in Beitza quotes this Mishnah on Laman Amid Beis. Rosh Hashanah falls out on Rosh Chodesh. So you don't know every year. Rosh Hashanah falls out on Rosh Chodesh. So how do you know when it's Rosh Chodesh? The Yadim have to come. Until the days of Abai Verove, when they instituted the fixed calendar that we follow, so for years and years, they used to wait till the Yadim would come. So the Yadim would come in the middle of the day. They're not going to come, they can't come by Laila. And the Bezin can't declare on Erev Rosh Hashanah that tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah. They have to declare on Rosh Hashanah that today is Rosh Hashanah. So comes Rosh Hashanah Balayla, they can't be Mekabalatis, they can't be Mekadish Rosh Hashanah Balayla. In the morning. So in the morning of Rosh Hashanah, they know whether the Edom are going to come at the crack of dawn. They don't know. They have to wait. Sometimes the Edom come 9 in the morning, 10 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon. They can come all day long. When the Edom come and Bezin declares that today is Mekudish HaChodesh, Mekudish today, they declare today is Rosh Chodesh. So it only becomes Rosh Chodesh Mekana Lahavo. So up until that time, you're permitted to do Malacha. No, the whole day is one unit of the day. So when they declare that today is Mekudesh HaChodesh, today is Rosh Chodesh HaMemela, today is Rosh Hashanah, so it's Chalak, Dusha Tayyayim of Rosh Hashanah, Milam Afreya, as of last night. So it comes out that we were forbidden to do Malacha from last night on. So that's why the Mishnah says, we better not do any Malacha every year on the 30th day. And every day Rosh Chodesh is not such a big problem. The women abstain from Malacha. Saminig. Sosofik. So do abstain. I don't know what the women would do. I don't know that abstaining from law, but on Rosh Hashanah it's a problem. On Rosh Hashanah it's a problem. So the Mishnah says that they were never permitted to do melacha on the 30th day of Elul. Maybe it'll turn out to be Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara says that most of the time it did turn out, or all the time it turned out. One opinion, the Gemara is from the days of Ezra on, and Sefer Ezra it's recorded that year it was a Chodesh Moleh, that the month of Elul had 30 days, and Rosh Hashanah is on the 31st. But Mimai says, it never happened or it rarely happened. Either it rarely happened or it never happened, one or the other. So every year on the 30th of Elul, everybody had to abstain from Malacha. Maybe it'll turn out that Edom will come and the Bezin will declare today as Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah will come out that Milam Afreyat was Asad Asiyas Malacha. So the Mishnah tells the story on Laman Aman Aleph, Laman Aman Beis. Barishayna, originally the din was, Haimakarim Eidus HaChodesh Kol Ayoyim. They had the right to be Mekabalatis all day long. Even late in the afternoon. Before Shkiyah. Pam Achas, once it happened, Nishtahu Edim Ilovo. The Edim came very late in the day, before Shkiyah. But they came after Hakrovis Tamish Lebein Abay. In the Beis HaMikdash, Bizman HaMikdash, they didn't bring the Tamish Lebein Abay like we daven Mincha 20 minutes before Shkiyah, or 20 minutes after the Shkiyah. They used to bring the Tamish Lebein Abay in 3 o'clock in the afternoon. By Plaga Mincha, they were finished. But Plag HaMincha, they were finished bringing the carbon. So you have plenty of time. You have another hour left till Shkia. So once it happened that the Yadim came after the Talmud Shel Ben Abayim was already offered, And it turned out that the Levim sang the wrong shir, because if they would have known that it's Rosh Hashanah, they would have sang the shir Shal Yom of Rosh Hashanah. And since they didn't realize, they thought it was going to turn out to be a plain weekday, because it was already so late in the afternoon, so they said the shir Shal Chol. So the Chacham considered this such a terrible tragedy. With the Araisa, you have to sing shira. But there's no din Araisa. What shira you have to say? They made a takana the Rabbanon that every day you have to say a different shira. Shir Shal Yom, on Sunday a different shira, on Monday a different shira, and Rosh Hashanah is a different shira, and Pesach is a different shira, and Shavuos. The Mustafa, right. That's what Taisus has a long discussion of that kash. That's a very strong kash. Taisus and other Rishonim discuss that kash. But the Mishnah somehow is not worried about that. That's the problem that all the Rishonim work on. The Mishnah is only worried about the fact that Niskalkol Halavim Bishir. The kilkel that occurred was that they said the wrong shir. So they were so, the Chachamim was so aggravated that the wrong shir Shal Yom was recited in the Beis HaMikdash, Eskinu, they made a takone, Shalo Yuhu Mekabim Elo Ara Mincha. It only be Mekabel Eidim if they come before HaKrobes Tom Shal Beinu Abayim. Yeah. They can blow shayfa, that's not the problem. There was still time left. There was still time left. But they couldn't, or they blew before Allah Safiq. Maybe they did before B'li Brach, Allah Safiq. Maybe it'll turn out to be Rosh Hashanah. But the Shia, they said the wrong Shia. So they made a takone, never to be Mekabel Eidim min HaMincha L'mayel. So what happens in Bo Eidim min HaMincha L'mayel? What do you do if the Eidim come after the HaKrobes Tom Shal Beinu Abayim? What do you do? So really, today should have been Rosh Hashanah. But we have a takana not to make today Rosh Hashanah. We have a right to. The din is atem afilu mizidim. Bez Nagol can rig the Kiddush HaChodesh. If they want, they can ignore the Eidim and make tomorrow Rosh Chodesh. If they want, they can make today Rosh Chodesh, even if the Eidim don't come. That's the din of atem. Elam yadav Hashem shetikro oisam. Al tikro oisam ela atem, because the Chumash is written chasavav. Aleph tofmeh. So the Mishnah says, since the Eidim came in Amnichol Milo, and really should have been today, should have been Rosh Hashanah. But because of this takana, we don't make today Rosh Hashanah, so we make tomorrow Rosh Hashanah. So what's with the end of today? After the Kohanim offered the Talmud Shabbein Abayim in the Beis HaMikdash, so we know for sure that they will not declare today as Rosh Hashanah. It's impossible, because we have a takana not to be Mekabalaitis Ben Amnichol HaMayla. So Mikan HaLabod, the last hour and a half of the day, I should say, you're permitted to do Malacha? For those who know, for those who are in the Beis HaMikdash, They can go turn on their televisions, they can write the letter, they can do whatever they want. So the Mishnah says no. If the Eidim come, and Amincha Maile, Noagim Osu Hayom Kodesh, Olamacha Kodesh. That was the Takana Satanon. We don't allow you to do Malacha today. Why not? But it's not Rosh Hashanah. It's Rosh Hashanah Midirabbanon. It's Rosh Hashanah Midirabbanon. See, the way we have Rosh Hashanah today, we have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. The first day Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah Deraisa, and the second day is the make believe Rosh Hashanah Midirabbanon. But here, if the Eidim come in Amincha L'mailo, and the Bezin are not Mekabel the Eidim, so the first day is the fake Rosh Hashanah Midirabbanon, and the second day is the Rosh Hashanah Deraisa. They're going to declare tomorrow as Rosh Hashanah. Why do they declare today as Rosh Hashanah? Why don't they allow us to do Malach in the last hour and a half of the day? So the Gemara explains, because the people next year will remember, look what happened last year. They made us observe Yisrael Malach all day long. We lost so much parnasa, we couldn't do our homework, whatever. They wanted to do so many different things, all their work. We're going to do again the same thing this year. We're going to abstain from Malach all day long. Then the last hour, they have to tell us, Rabbi, it's all a fake. It's a mistake. You're permitted to do Malach. So in order that the people shouldn't be mezalzel next year and in years to come and do Malach, and it'll turn out that the first day will be Rosh Hashanah, the Eidim will come before the Talmud Shul Ben Abay. So they said, Nogim Osei Yom Kodesh, you have to abstain from Malach till the end of the first day. So the Gemara in Beitz explains that it's only on Yontif Rosh Hashanah that you have such an idea that both days are Vada Yontif. Midiraisa, there is no such thing as 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Clearly only Midirabbanon. But even Midirabbanon, what's the nature of the din that you have 2 days? So the nature of the din of 2 days Yontif by Pesach, or 2 days Yontif by Shavuos, or 2 days Yontif by Sukkot, or by Shmini Atzeres. That's B'Torah Sveika D'Yoyim. True, there's no Sveika D'Araisa, the Nitziv says, but with the Rabbanon Amitam Minig, you make believe as if there's a Sveika D'Yoyim. But Sveika D'Yoyim, by definition, means either today or tomorrow, but it's not both. So that's why we're passing that that cannot be Yoyim Arif. It cannot be Kedusha Achas. It's not that the Kedusha Sayyim extends to 2 days. It's not. But by Rosh Hashanah, with the Rabbanon, the both days have Kedusha. One day has Kedusha with the Rice, and the second day has Kedusha with the Rabbanon, both B'Torah Svadai. One is a Vada Yontif Deraisa, and one is a Vada Yontif in the Rabbanah. So if you would have Yontav HaSamach L'Shabbos, Shabbos HaSamach L'Yontav, then we pass from that Shtei Kedushas, because the Kedushas are different. One has a Heter Rechon Nefesh, one doesn't. But if you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah, that's like the Rambam said, that's Yom Kippur next to Shabbos. Yom Kippur next to Shabbos, the Rambam said, there never was a Machlokes. Everybody agrees. Because they're both on a level of the Rosh, Yom Kippur next to Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah is not exactly the same as Yom Kippur next to Shabbos, because one is the Rosh, one is the Rabbanah. So that's why there's still a dispute among the Tanaim and among the Amoraim. But so maybe you should say that the Shtei Kedushas, they can't blend in to constitute one long Hemshech of Kedushas Hayom, because one is the Rosh and one is the Rabbanah. But Lepi Tzak Halach, and the Maskanas HaGemara is that the two days Rosh Hashanah are not B'Torah Sofik, they're both B'Torah Badai. So even though one is the Rosh and one is the Rabbanah, they're not so similar, they're dissimilar, I still say that that's Yom HaRichter, that that's called Kedusha Achah.
But the first day is still in the Kama, it's still in the Rabbanah.
Right, but the takana only was b'teras suffik, not b'teras bada. The chachamim said we should make believe, we should act as if there were a sfeik of the yom, even though there really isn't. We should act as if there were a sfeik of the yom. So act as if, so if you shachid, one is kodesh and the other is kodesh, but not both. But here, the nature of the takana was that you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah b'teras badai. The way we practice it today, the first day is badai Rosh Hashanah deraisa, the second day is badai Rosh Hashanah derabbanan. And in the days of the Migdash, they often had fakir. The first day was badai derabbanan, and the second day was badai Rosh Hashanah deraisa. So you don't have them in Manavshah. So since the both days have the same dinim, the same heter rechon nefesh, same dinim, exactly the same.
The Eidim came early
is only 1 day, then there wouldn't be 2 days.
Even after
which takana? Yes, the Eidim come late, nor the Mosti Yom Kodesh or the Machal Kodesh. But if the Eidim come before HaKrovah Tamash or Ben Abayim, it's only the first day is Kodesh, right? Mm-hmm. Only the first day is Kodesh. So the first day is Rosh Hashanah Deraisa. So we still observe 2 days. So why do we have 2 days Rosh Hashanah today? We know the Kviyah Diyachah. So the Gemara says, we should continue that practice. So since years ago they used to observe 2 days Rosh Hashanah as a Yom HaRichta, both the Teres Vadai, so we have to treat it the same way as a Yom HaRichta. For sure it's only Midir Rabbanan, because the second day Rosh Hashanah is only the Rabbanan. It can't be more than a Din Rabbanan. What's the story regarding the second day Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael? So that's a big machlokes HaRishonim. Right, the Baal HaMor and Beitzer writes that until the time that Talmidei HaRif went to Eretz Yisrael, they only observed, he quotes from the Gaon, they only observed 1 day Rosh Hashanah in all of Eretz Yisrael. And the Rif Shita was not so. The Rif held that in Eretz Yisrael you have to have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So when his Talmidim came to Eretz Yisrael, they were Mishana the Minig, and they introduced the second day Rosh Hashanah. What's the issue? Well, you should have 2 days Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael or not. So Bichlal, what's the story of 2 days Pesach and 2 days Shavuos and 2 days Sukkot? And why is it only in Chutzlo, it's not in Eretz Yisrael? It's in the Mitzvah Satli, it's Baruch. Why does it change between Eretz and Chutzlo? So the Gemara says we should preserve the practice that we used to have years ago. And what did they do years ago before the days of Hillel Hasheni? When they had Kiddush HaFedesh HaPi Ariyah, when they had the real Sveika D'Yayman, the make-believe real Sveika D'Yayman. So when they had 2 days Pesach, where did they have the Sveik of the Yom? It was in Chutzlo, it's in Eretz, they never had Sveik of the Yom. So the Rambam points out, based on Gemara and Rosh Hashanah, this didn't really depend on Eretz versus Chutzlo. It depends how close you are to the Bez and HaGadol, to the Beis Avad, who are declaring Rosh Chodesh. There were areas in Chutzlo where they only had 1 day Yom Tov, and there were areas in Eretz where they had 2 days Yom Tov. Let's say Kiryat Shmona in the north is much further than some city in Chutzlo that's right near Yerushalayim, right? Eivayad. So Bizman keeps up Piyori, the observance of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golis did not depend on whether you lived in Eretz Yisrael or Chutzlo. It depended on how close you were to Eretz Yisrael, whether they notified you or they didn't notify you. Did you have a Sfeika D'Yayma or you didn't have a Sfeika D'Yayma?
What about Bizman Azeh, that the Gemara says, even on non-Bikin and the Kfir Diyach, we should still observe the practice, we should maintain the practice of Yontav Sheni. So does this depend on those Mekoimis? Mokum Shashluchim Hoyim Agim. Those places that were close to Yerushalayim, whether in Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz, so close that the Zman Shekid Shofi Aliyah, they used to know when Yontif was. So they don't have to observe 2 days Yontif. Those places that are far away, whether in Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz, they do have to observe Yontif Sheni. So that's the Machlokes HaRishayim. So the Rambam's opinion in the Yad HaZok is clearly, he writes, it doesn't depend on Eretz Yisrael versus close to Eretz. It depends how close you are to the place where the Beis Avad used to be. If you're far away, so even if you're in Eretz Yisrael, you have to have 2 days Yontif. And if you're nearby, even if you're in Egypt, even if you're in Chutz La'aretz, you only have to have 1 day Yontif. And the Ritva writes in Rosh Hashanah, not so. Very hard to tell. Very hard to tell. So that's why the Brisker, who lived in Meir Sharon, who lived in Gula, Rav Elbel used to observe Yontif Sheni Shel Zolia. Why? So, because Meir Sharon, the Rambam writes like this, Meir Sharon was a community that was just established in recent years, in the last century. Didn't exist Bizmana Shekitcho period. And the Rambam writes, what if you establish a new community somewhere in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz? You have to observe Yontif Sheni and Atzeh. He says it depends, is it on the line where the Shluchim used to travel? So if you establish a new community where we know the Shluchim used to go from here to here, and there was no community in between. Now you establish a new community, so if the Shluchim would have gone, they would have bumped into this community, so they don't have to observe Yontif Sheni. But if your new community is not on the line where the Shluchim used to go, there's no community further where the Shluchim used to go to, then you have to observe Yontif Sheni even if you're in Eretz Yisrael. So that's where Rav Elbel, a very small minority of people follow him, they held, how do they know where the Shluchim used to go from the Beis Avad? What direction they used to go? They could have heard them blow shofar in Russia. I don't know. So the Rambam writes clearly that it doesn't depend on Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz La'aretz. Yontif Sheni Shel Goliath is a misnomer. It means Yontif Sheni is not even those Mekomis HaRachaykim and the Mekomis HaSmuchim. You don't observe Yontif Sheni, irrespective of whether you happen to be in Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz. But the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah says not so, and the Minig is not so. In other words, that this man, so our observance of Yontif Sheni is not based at all on the, there's no real fake of the Yom now. We have a calendar, we know years in advance when Yontif is going to be. So just based on Minig Abbasin the Adayim, so the Ritva says, and that's the practice today, the common Minig is, not like Rav Elbel, not like the Rambam, he was Choshesh with the Rambam. The common Minig is, we say it depends on Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz La'aretz, even though they were Mekoimis in Eretz Yisrael, where they really, the Shluchim were not Magia, they were so far away. So that's the Shiloh over here. What about Rosh Hashanah? Right. So in Rosh Hashanah, in most places in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't know when Rosh Hashanah was. They only knew in the Makom Avad, where the Bezin was. And they couldn't call anybody up, they couldn't notify, they couldn't send any shluchim and stuff, Rosh Hashanah. It's Yontif, so they couldn't notify. So in most places in Eretz Yisrael, they had to, Bizman Shehoya Sveik of the Yom, Bizman Shekitcho Piyariya. So in most places in Eretz Yisrael, they had to observe Yontif Sheni Shel Goliath. So after they switched over, and then Mekadosh Al Piyah Cheshbin now. So should we observe Yontif Sheni in most places of Eretz Yisrael or not? So the Baal HaMor says, no. Why? Apparently he holds it doesn't, like the Ritva. Like our common practice today, it doesn't depend whether you live in a place where there is a Sfeik of the Yom or you live where there's not a Sfeik of the Yom. There's Man HaZeh that when Mekadosh Al Piyah Cheshbin, we draw the lines by Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz La'aretz. Yontif Sheni is only Goli. And Eretz Yisrael is only Yontif Sheni even if you live far away. In Chutz La'aretz, there is Yontif Sheni even if you live nearby. So Rosh Hashanah, even in Eretz Yisrael, everybody was far away. 99% of the communities were far away. Only in the Beis Avad they knew when Rosh Hashanah was. We ignore the fact that most of Eretz Yisrael, Bizman Shekitcho Piyariya, never knew when Rosh Hashanah was, because when Hil Hasheni made the Luach, everything changed. So Bizman Hazeh, we draw the lines by Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz La'aretz. And the Rif holds not so. The Rif apparently holds like the Rambam, that it depends. Do you live in Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz? Do you live in the Mekomis where they knew, or do you live in the Mekomis where they didn't know? So in most of 99% of Eretz Yisrael they didn't know, only in the Beis Avad. So what we should do today, according to the Rif, what we should do today is where the Beis Avad was, they should only have 1 day Rosh Hashanah. But the only thing is, where was the Beis Avad? They were floating around all over Eretz Yisrael, the Rishonim say in Beis. They were traveling around. For years and years and years, the Beis Avad was in the Lishkas HaGozis, in the Beis HaMikdash. But then the last 40 years they were traveling, and then after the Churban they were Zicha traveling. So there's no one spot that you can say that that's the Makom Avad and the rest of Eretz Yisrael is not. So that's why that's when the Talmid Arif came, they changed the practice and they introduced the Yontif Sheni of Rosh Hashanah and all of Eretz Yisrael. But the problem is that this is a contradiction, the Balei Mohr, it's a contradiction. According to our practice today, we don't follow the Brisker of Qumran. Meir Shoran, we wouldn't observe Yom Tosheni. If we lived in Meir Shoran, we wouldn't observe Yom Tosheni. So we all follow the Ritva. So Yom Tosheni versus... Right, as far as Yom Tosheni, we say depends on Eretz Yisrael versus Chutzlos. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we say no. Depends whether you're close to the Beis Avad or not. And all of Eretz Yisrael, 99% of Eretz Yisrael is far away from the Beis Avad. We don't know where, we can't say any one spot. So all 100% of Eretz Yisrael is called not Beis Avad. So the Choret Hashtik al Astira. That's what the Rishonim work on that. Why the common practice today is like the Rif, even though the common practice is like the Ritva. Like with respect to other Yantavim, every other Yantav Shein Shal Goli is, it depends not how close or how far you are, but rather whether you're in Eretz Yisrael or not. Yantav Shein Shal Rosh Hashanah, say everybody's far away, even if you live in Eretz Yisrael, and you always have 2 days Yantav. So that's what the Rambam holds that it was. The Rambam holds that it was, that in Eretz Yisrael sometimes, yes. The Ritva says that in Eretz Yisrael you never have Yontif Sheni, so Rabbi Yankee Femden writes in the Tshuva, the Ribbono Shel Olam, you give me haftoche, that there'll never be a gzeira in Eretz Yisrael that they shouldn't know in Yontif Sheni. How did Rabbi Yankee Femden have the Ruach HaKadosh to know? That's what he says. There's a haftocha that in Eretz Yisrael there never will be a gzeira that they shouldn't have a luach, that they shouldn't know when Yontif Sheni. Why there's no Yontif Sheni in Eretz Wait a minute, Victor. Rosh Hashanah, much of our minhagim and much of the tefillahs, and this is how tefillahs are, the Eichar HaBris and the Kriyas HaTorah of the Akedah, we keep on reminding the Rabbanu Shel Olam that he should be Zeicher, he should remember the Bris Ovis that he made, B'Shas HaKedah, for Bnei Yisroel. So the Pashto says that this is based on the Midrashim that the Akmaiso HaKedah occurred on Rosh Hashanah. That's why we reminded the Rabbanu Shel Olam of this. But the Medrash had done a little more than that. That not only did the Akedah occur on Rosh Hashanah, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Binish bati niman Hashem ki ana shasnisa sadova zevel lechasat v'zbinchas v'idecho kivarech avarechuch etc." The Rabbanu Shel Olam was binish bati, and the Shvuah means a krisis bris. So at the time of the Akedah on Rosh Hashanah, the Rabbanu Shel Olam made this krisis bris with Bnei Yisrael, with the descendants of Yitzchok. The b'schus of Akedah, b'schus of Avraham and Yitzchok's participation in the Akedah, the Rabbanu Shel Olam gives the special Hanhoga Nisus of Lamaila and Ateva to their descendants, to the Klal Yisrael, to the Umah Yisraelis. And at that time, Avraham Avinu said to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, Hashem Yira Asher Yama Hayoim, Bahar Hashem Yira. So the Medrash understands Hayoim, when the Rabbanu Shel Olam, when the Malach said the Shvuah Binish Bati, so Avraham Avinu said, on Rosh Hashanah remember the Bris. Asher Yama Hayoim, every year on Rosh Hashanah you should remember the Bris. So that's why the Medrash comments on Parsha Semor, by Yikur Rabbi Parsha, on Parshas and more comments on the pasuk b'chodesh hashvi b'echad l'chodesh nisam b'chodesh hashvi b'yosel l'chodesh chamisha asiyam l'chodesh. Why is it called the chodesh hashvi? Chodesh hashvi, it's the seventh month. If you start from this in the seventh month, the Medrash says yeah, v'yod yesh leimer, it's the chodesh hashvua, it's the month that the Rabbanu Shalom took the shvua to Avraham Avinu, and Avraham Avinu said, but every year on Rosh Hashanah asher yama hayoyim, every year on Rosh Hashanah you should remember that shvua. And the Rabbanu Shalom said it was maskim al yod. He said yes, every year I will remember the Shavuot. So that's why in Rosh Hashanah we say specially Zecher HaBris. On Rosh Hashanah he's Zecher HaBris. The Bris was made, the Bris with Yitzchak was made. Bris with Avraham was made earlier, Bris with Yankov was made later. But the Bris with Yitzchak, the Shas HaKedah, was made on Rosh Hashanah. And he promised Avraham that every year on Rosh Hashanah he will remember the Bris, the Shas HaKedah. So that's why we have so many minhagim on Rosh Hashanah to remind the Rabbanu Shel Olam of the Tashlich and so on, to remind the Rabbanu Shel Olam of the Akedah. And in the Nusach HaTfilah, we keep on stressing the Akedah Sitzvah. And we all be blessed with Aksim Vachsim Ted and Azuki Bench. I want to announce again that next week I won't be able to say the Shir on Tuesday night, so we'll have the Shir on Yoni Yume on Wednesday night instead. So you have to leave it on. So, leave some room for the mark. Before I start the shir, I'd like to mention that next week in Aseres Meitshuva, I plan to say a shir also, but I'll be unable to say the shir on Tuesday night. So I'll have to say the shir on Wednesday night instead. So all those who can attend are invited. But after I say Shmuel, we'll go back to the regular Zman on Tuesday night. There's a lot of good. Okay. This year, the first day Rosh Hashanah, that Rosh Hashanah Deraisa falls out on Shabbos. The Mishnah has a Takone Satanoim on Daf Chof Tes and Bay, the beginning of the fourth parak, that when Yom Tov Shor Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we don't blow Shofar. Only in the Beis HaMikdash. Yom Tov Shor Rosh Hashanah Shcholi is B'Shabbos, B'Mikdash HaYitaykim, Avoloi B'Amdina. Only in the Beis HaMikdash, and then the Mishnah explains in all of Yerushalayim, and all of the cities that were near Yerushalayim, they would blow Shofar, but outside of the area of Yerushalayim, they wouldn't blow Shofar. The Gemara discusses Minohan Imili. How do we know that this is so? That when Yom Tov in the Chumash, it doesn't really say, when Yom Tov Shor Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, that we only blow Shofar in the Beis HaMikdash. So first the Gemara has one Yafus. First the Gemara quotes Rav Chama Bar Hanina saying that there seems to be an apparent contradiction in the Chumash. How to describe Rosh Hashanah? Kosev Echad Omer, one pasuk Rosh Hashanah is described as Yom Tshuah Yelachem, a day on which we blow Shofar. Because of Echad Omer, the other pasuk describes Rosh Hashanah as Zichron Tshuah, a day on which we speak about Tiyas. Zichron means Lahazkir. Like Zohar Yom Shabbos Lakatsha, to mention Shabbos. That's how the Gemara learns that Kiddush is the right. You have to recite Kiddush from Zohar Yom Shabbos Lakatsha. Or in the Haggadah, we learn out the mitzvah of Zichiris Yitzias Mitzrayim every day of the year. Laman Tizkor, same thing, Chomer Tzayim Koyim Echayachov. So the Tanoim understand Laman Tizkor doesn't mean that you should remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. That it certainly means you should remember, but also you should mention Yitzias Mitzrayim every day of the year. As I mentioned, our salvation would always put together. The Gemara says in Megillah, how do you know that you have to lay in the Megillah? It doesn't say in the Megillah system. It just says you have to give Matanas Lav Yainim, you have to give Shalach Manas, you have to have a Suda, Mishpacha, but it never says, you may Mishta Besimcha, it never says you have to lay in the Megillah. Where does it say? But it doesn't say that either. Where does it say that? But the Gemara says, it says in the Pasuk Hayom Ha'ilin Nizkar in the Nasim, Nizkar means that we recite something. Why? Because Nizkan doesn't only mean that the days are remembered, Lahazikir means to mention. So we mention the story of Purim by reading the Megillah. That's the whole mocker. It says Nizkarim, and Zechira means to mention. So here, Zohar,
to mention.
So here also, the Gemara says there's an apparent contradiction between the two Pesukim. One Pasuk describes Rosh Hashanah as a Yom Teruah, a day on which we actually blow Shofar b'poel mamish. We blow tkiyas from Teruah. The other Pasuk describes Rosh Hashanah as a day of Zichron Teruah, Shabbos and Zichron Teruah, a day on which we speak about blowing Shofar. What do we mean? We speak about blowing Shofar? We recite Zichronis. You talk in davening. You talk about the Shofar, but it sounds like you don't actually blow the Shofar. Sachastira. So the Gemara says, Loi kasha, the teretz is, kan biyantim b'shechol yis b'shabbos, kan biyantim b'shechol yis b'chol. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on a weekday, then we actually blow shofar. The poel mamish, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, then we speak about blowing shofar. And that is the source of this din in the Mishnah, that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you don't blow shofar. In other words, this opinion, Rav Chama bar Hanina, claims that it's a real din d'oraisa. Not a takana de rabbanon. It's a real din de raisa. That's the way it always should have been. Oh, then the Gemara asks two kashas against Rav Chama bar Hanina. First kasha is, if it's a real din de raisa, so why did they blow shofar in the Beis HaMikdash? Where do you see from the psukim a chilek between Mikdash and Gevulah? One kasha. And the second kasha is that the whole thing doesn't make any sense. Is tkiya shofar a malacha that you're forbidden to blow shofar on Shabbos? We have a braisa that says that tkiya shofar is a chachma ve'ena malacha, that is not labeled as one of the Melacha Shabbos. We have Lama Tesov as Melachas that we're learning, and there's no Melacha that this can be categorized as a toldov. It doesn't fit in with any of the Melachas. It's a Chachma means that Midirabbanan it's forbidden. Midirabbanan it's forbidden to blow Shofar on a regular Shabbos and a regular Yontif. That's a different Issa Mashmiya Kol, like you're not permitted to play any musical instrument. You're not allowed to play piano, you're not allowed to blow any trumpet. Gzeri Shema Yisak and Kleishir. The Mishnah in the end of Beitzu says that they made Gzeri the Rabbanan, that is forbidden to be mashmiya kol, play any musical instrument. So tkiya shofar is included. That is forbidden to blow shofar. But to say any, they ask it all kleishir, even if there's nothing to be misakin. No, on a regular, any yontif, they forbid blowing any shofar because shemi yisakin kleishir, not shemi avirena. The shofar you can also fix sometimes. You can fix the shofar. If it doesn't work, you can fix it. You soak it, you heat it. Different ways to fix it. If it doesn't work, then you fix it. Then it's a Misakin Kleshi, the Misakin month. So they forbid all forms of Mashmiya Kol, even on instruments where there's nothing to be chashish about. There's even one opinion in the Gemara that it's forbidden to bang on a door. But only Glenn Paskin is like that opinion. That it's forbidden, Mashmiya Kol is also to bang on a door. If you're locked out of your house, you have to scream loud enough. That's mutter. To scream, to whistle, that's permissible. Morgan Avram says it's permissible to whistle on Shabbos.
But shaking.
Nope. If you're stuck out of the house, so you can whistle. In Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam writes that to use a kli hamiyuchad lahashmoas kol, even if it's not a musical instrument, just a clapper, a door knocker, is forbidden to use. And other poskim say that in Germany they used to use. They say that they never followed that Ramah. But in the Ramah, in the Shulchan Aruch, it says that Klei Shir is forbidden. Or Klei HaMiyuchad LaHashmoas Kol, like a door knocker, is forbidden, even though it's not Nigin. But to bang on the door with your hand, that's permissible. And the Vilna Goyen Paskin is right. Clapping is also Mashmiya Kol. That's also. But the Vilna Goyen Paskin is that even to bang or to knock on the door loud is also awesome. That you have to scream. You have to call for the people inside. The Yerushalmi tells a story. In the end of Erevin is the sugya of Mashmiya Kol. Yerushalmi tells a story that somebody was locked out of his house and he was screaming and screaming. They wouldn't let him in. They didn't hear him. So he had to sleep outside on Friday night. He was stuck outside. But then the Yerushalmi quotes another opinion. The Bavli says not so. The Bavli says not like the Yerushalmi, that Mashmiya Kol is mutter unless it's derech klei shir. So the question is whether we pass him like the Yerushalmi or like the Bavli. So that's where the riff is. The famous riff writes in the end of Erevin that whenever there's a contradiction between the Bavli and Yerushalmi, we pass like the Bavli because the Chachmei HaBavli came later. They knew everything that it said in the Yerushalmi and they took it into consideration. And if they said Faket, it means that they hold that the Yerushalmi is wrong. And the Vilna Gaon passed like that on that original place where the river appears, he passed like the Yerushalmi. That Mashmiya Kol is also even just a knock on the door. So to blow shofar on a regular Shabbos or Yom Tov is Agzeira de Rabbanon. It's not an Issa Melacha Min HaTorah. The Gemara says Chachma Vein HaMelacha. It's not an Issa Deraisa. So the Gemara says it doesn't make any sense bichlal to say that this should be a din d'oraisa, that on Rosh Hashanah Shecholi is b'Shabbos it's forbidden to blow shofar. Why should it be an issa? There is no malacha. There's no reason how it can be asa. Why should be asa to blow shofar? And if it really is a din d'oraisa that you don't blow shofar, So why is it that you blow shofar when in Beis Hamikdash, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos? Where do you see in the pasuk between Mikdash and Gvulin? So the Gemara scraps this pshat. Ella, the Gemara says, it's all wrong. Ella Marove, Mederais Mishra Shari Minater, it's really mutter to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shchali is the Shabbos, and if it's mutter, then you're obligated to blow shofar. And the reason why the Mishnah says you don't blow shofar, it's exerim, the rabban on shema yavirenu dal ramis b'shusarab. We're afraid that he's going to carry. Who's going to carry? Maybe 500 people are going to blow shofar. One person may carry on Shabbos. So you tell all 500 people, don't blow shofar because we're afraid. You make 500 people mevatel zayin on mitzvah because we're afraid that one person is going to do an aver. So the Gemara Sukkah discusses this. Okay.
Right.
They cause all the Jews in the world to lose the mitzvah of shofar. Bavadai. Okay. But how many people are we afraid are going to violate the Yisra of Eitzel?
What about Megillah?
One every few hundred. Same thing. Well, by Megillah it's a little easier. By Megillah it's only a din derabbanan. No, Megillah is only a din derabbanan. And the Yisra of Eitzel is an Yisra deraisis. So we tell 500 people don't keep a mitzvah derabbanan because we're afraid one person will violate Chil Shabbat deraisis. Here it's a little more difficult. We tell 500 people, every group of 500 Jews, we say don't fulfill the mitzvah deraisis of shofar because we're afraid. We tell 500 people bevadai to lose a mitzvah the rice of shofar because we're afraid that maybe one out of the 500 may violate the Yisr.
Tomorrow is not today.
So the Gemara in Sukkah raises this question. The last Perek in Sukkah. Gemara in Sukkah and Perek Lulav Aravah raises this question. Is that really fair? Does that really make sense that you tell everybody to vadai lose the mitzvah of shofar because maybe one person may violate an Issa Derais of Hoytzor? So first the Gemara says it really doesn't make any sense. Now the only reason why they made Xer was because it's not so barer, it's not so clear that you have to shake a lulav on the first day Sukkah. It's not so posh that you have to blow shofar on the first day Rosh Hashanah, because L'yaylam there's a Sveik of the Yom. So we'll reword it. We tell 500 Jews not to fulfill a Sotik mitzvah Derais, because we're not so sure that today's Rosh Hashanah. Maybe tomorrow's Rosh Hashanah. We'll get there in a second. That's the next line in the Gemara. But that's the end of the sugya. The Gemara asks that. But first, the Gemara says that they only instituted the Gzeira de Rabbanon if you have what to weigh and measure over here. We tell 500 people not to fulfill a Sufik mitzvah deraisa because we're afraid that somebody may. Shabbos it is bevadai. Shabbos is Shabbos, there's no doubt about that. Rosh Hashanah, that we're not so sure, that's the Sfeik of the Yom. So the Gemara says, we tell 500 people not to fulfill a Sufik mitzvah deraisa, because we're afraid that maybe one out of every 500 may violate a Vadei Aveira deraisa, because Shabbos is the Chavadei. And then the Gemara says, and what about in Eretz Yisrael? The next line says, the Gemara says, in Eretz Yisrael, you do blow shofar all over in Eretz Yisrael, you do blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, and you do shake the lulav. Then the Gemara talks the whole block Gemara, then the Gemara finally says, no, you don't. And even in Eretz Yisrael, you also don't. So the question is, when you get to the end of the Gemara, when you get to the Maskana, did they scrap this whole idea? So it comes out, the Maskana, that the Chachomim held that it's worth it, that this trade-off, it's worth it, that it's kedai to the Mevatel a Vadai Mitzvah deraisa from 500 Jews, because of the Chashash, that one out of every 500 people may violate Anisa Chil Shabbos, which is much worse than the Mitzvah deraisa. The Chil Shabbos is 500 times worse, 500 times more chomer than the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar. Otherwise, it's only 499 times as bad. So 500 people are going to lose a mitzvah deraisa because one person is going to carry on Shabbos. So isn't it worth it? Let the 500 people blow shofar, and one person will have violated an aver. So the Gemara at the end is saying, no, that chilul Shabbos is so chomer that it's 500 times worse than the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar. So it's worth it to tell all 500 people, all the Jews in the world, no one should fulfill the mitzvah of shofar, because of the chashash that one out of every 500 may be mechal shabbos. That's how somebody trying to say the maskonas agmar is that we ignore the whole idea of tzveikah d'yayma. Even without the tzveikah d'yayma, we still say it's kiddah. And that's why Rishonim have a discussion in Megillah, the beginning of Maseches Megillah, and other places as well. When you have a milah b'shabbos, when a baby boy is born on Shabbos, and the milah b'zmanah is next Shabbos, so the Gemara learns that from a pasuk, the milah b'zmanah is b'echa Shabbos. So why don't we have a gzeir over there? Maybe the male will carry the knife, maybe the parents will carry the baby.
Maybe somebody will forget and carry something, or we carry a siddur, say the bracha, whatever. Why don't we have a gzeira over there that we should forbid a milah b'shabbos because somebody may carry something? Should be more of a gzeira there because you're not being mevatel all the people in the world from the mitzvah because of one person. You mevatel one person from the mitzvah because you're afraid he may be mechal shabbos. So more of a chashash over there. So some rishonim stay over there that there's no gzeira. The Ran and others say there's no gzeira by milah. The various tirutim given on the kash. Some rishonim say there's no gzeira by milah because there's no sfeika de yoimo. The baby is born on Shabbos, so it's vaday that the milah is next Shabbos. So that's a vaday mitzvah. And the only time they introduce this gzeira shema yavirenu is when it's a sfeika de yoimo. I but the Gemara backed out from the sfeika de yoimo because the Gemara said in Eretz Yisrael there is no sfeika de yoimo. So the Ran and this group of rishonim say the Gemara never really backed out. The Gemara just modified it a little bit. Since the chutz loris is a gzeira, since the chutz loris is a sfeika de yoimo. And there the Chachamim had the right to introduce the Gzeira, so they extended the Gzeira even in Eretz Yisrael, where there's no Sfeika d'Yoimo. It's not that the Gemara scrapped this whole notion legamrei, that it only makes sense to make the Gzeira when you have a Sofik mitzvah. But in a Vaday mitzvah, it's not Kedak. So that's a Machlekes HaRishonim. When the Gemara comes, Lefiyah Maskana in Sukkim, Perek Lulav HaRavah, the Gemara says, Lefiyah Maskana, that even in Eretz Yisrael, when there's no Sfeika d'Yoimo, let's say Sukkim, Eretz Yisrael, first day Rosh Hashanah, they have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So there is sort of a Sfeika d'Yoimo. We'll talk about that later. But in Eretz on Sukkot is only one day Yontif, and nevertheless, this year they're not going to shake the lulav on Shabbos on the first day Yontif. That's the mitzvah deraisa. You tell all the Jews in Eretz Yisrael not to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa. So lefi maskanas hagemara in Sukkot, there's a dispute among the Rishonim whether that's only because there is a sfeika d'yoyim in other parts of the world, so therefore they extended the gzeira even to Eretz Yisrael. But the only reason why they initiated the gzeira in the first place is because they weighed and measured and they said, no, it's only a Sofik mitzvah, so it's kedai to be mevatel a Sofik mitzvah from so many Jews in order to prevent a vadei avera of chilul Shabbos. Oh no, lefi hamaskana, even a vadei mitzvah is kedai to prevent, to be mevatel, in order to prevent a chilul Shabbos.
Even by milah, there's an extra posuk
in Tazria, there's a separate passage.
So that's to say on Shabbos.
There's
a clause that you should be
moral
on Shabbos.
Yeah, Minat Torah, the Gemara has Minat Torah, certainly Mila Bizmana is Dechon Shabbos. No, but there is certainly that Mila Bizmana is done on Shabbos. The Kasha the Rishonim is, the Kasha they ask is, why don't the Chachamim make a Zera the Rabbanah?
By Shofar, you have
a Vemis
of Matla, even if you don't come to the Raisa, you still have the Pasuk Sinkon Shur. So there they can be spymen on this topic of different tour that they have a way out.
They don't need an asmachta.
Yeah,
by the Tilas Lulav, they have no asmachta.
Even though they don't come to them, but the two deposit does make a difference.
Yeah, but by the Tilas Lulav, there's no asmachta whatsoever.
You don't have the same reason that one person can come to 500, except about 500 people can be regular travelers. The difference, Lulav and Shofar have two different things.
Because by Shofar the practice is...
You talk about one person and you bottle a mitzvah for 500 people. Lula, you talk about each person, can be over on Shabbos. So that's the same.
Because there's more of a hashash by Lula. There's more chilul Shabbos going to occur by Lula. Could be. I don't know. So these are the two opinions that the Gemara has. And the first daf in the fourth perek in Rosh Hashanah, the first opinion implies that the Mishnah is really telling me Adin Daraisa, that when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, you don't blow Shofar. And then the Gemara backs out from that. The Babli backs out and they quote Rava, who says that Minatari certainly do blow Shofar, and the whole thing is only a Gzera de Rabban Hashem Yavirenu Dalad Amis Bishusara. Now we're davening, we follow the Nusach HaTfilah, we follow the Masech HaSofim that says that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we say Zichron Truah, and when Rosh Hashanah falls out on a weekday, we say Yom Truah. So the Masech HaSofim, the Magen Avraham writes in one place in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, the Masech HaSofim is not from the Tanoim, and it's not from the Amoraim, it was composed by the Goinim, and it was composed by the Goinim Eretz Yisrael, not by the Goinim Bavel. So whenever there's a Chiluke Minhogim or a Machloikis between Bavli and Yerushalmi, the Masech Sofim will always present the opinion of the Yerushalmi, the practice that they had in Eretz Yisrael as opposed to the practices that they had in Bavel. And that's why many times we don't follow the Masech Sofim, because we follow Talmud Bavli usually. Whenever there's a discrepancy, we follow Talmud Bavli. So the Masech HaSofrim distinguishing between Rosh Hashanah Shechol is B'Shabbos as opposed to Rosh Hashanah Shechol is B'Chol, that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos he calls it Zichon Truah, when it falls out on a week that we call it Yom Truah, follows the Yerushalmi and our Mishnah that the Yerushalmi says Menohani Mili. How do you know that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you don't blow shofar? The Yerushalmi quotes the first opinion and stops, and that's the end. Yerushalmi presents it as if this is a drasha gemurah deraisa. This is a din min haTorah. It's not a gzeira derabbanan. The din deraisa was that is a din deraisa. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you don't blow shofar. All right, so what happened to the two kashas of the Gemara? The one kasha, why do you blow shofar in Mikdash? And the other kasha, why is it forbidden to blow shofar? Because shofar is not a tolda of any one of the malachas. Because shofar is only awesome at the Rabbanan on a regular Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's only an Issa de Rabbanan. So what are you telling me here, that it's an Issa de Raitz? How can it be an Issa de Raitz? And if it is, why is it mutter in the base on Mikdash? So apparently the Rishalmi is of the opinion that the fact Rishalmi presenting that it's a din deraisa, that's the Masechta Sofrim, and the Nusach HaTfilah that we daven is following the Shitas HaYerushalmi, apparently. According to the Rishalmi, right? If it's a din deraisa, so there's no Kima Mitzvah at all. The Shaila is the way we paskin. Even according to the Maskanas HaBavli, if somebody blows shofar on Rosh Hashanah, Bizman Azeh, let's say this coming Shabbos, will we say that there's no Kiyam HaMitzvah at all? Because with the Rabbanah they said you shouldn't blow shofar, so even if you blow, you have fulfilled absolutely nothing. What do you say? No, with the Rabbanah they forbid you to blow, but if you blow shofar, so you yaitzah the mitzvah deraisa. Mein afkemina, it's on Shulchan Aruch, there's a machlekes on this. Chaptan afkemina. The Mechaber has a machlekes with the Ramah. On a normal year, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on a weekday, and you blow shofar on the first day, you blow shofar on the second day, so before the Baal Tekeah begins to blow shofar the first day, he says two brachas, the Shema Kol Shofar and Shehechiyonu. On the second day, does he repeat Shehechiyonu or not? He already said Shehechiyonu yesterday on Tkiyah Shofar. So does he say Shehechiyonu the second day? So the Mechaber says no Shehechiyonu. Mechaber says he already blew shofar yesterday. You only say Shehechiyonu on the mitzvah Abba Mizman Lizman. You haven't fulfilled the mitzvah shofar since last year. I would have been going to shul the whole Chodesh Elul. The Shehechiyonu is only for the people who don't go to shul. People go to shul the whole Chodesh Elul, so they heard shofar. No, that's only a minig. That's not a tkiyah shel chayva. The mitzvah of tkiyah is only last Rosh Hashanah. And this Rosh Hashanah, so it's a mitzvah that we haven't fulfilled for a whole year. So you say Shehechiyonu on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. The second day of Rosh Hashanah, we just heard shofar yesterday. So it's not bo mizman lizman. From yesterday to today, you don't get so excited. So you don't say Shehechiyonu. That's the psak of the Mechaber. And the Svaydim follow that psak. Some of the in Frankfurt they have the by Breuers, they have that Minig Frankfurt a lot of times follows the Shitas of the Mechaber. So they don't say Shehechiyonu on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. The Ramos says the Minig Ashkenazim is we follow the other Shitas of Rishonim that you say Shehechiyonu even on the second day of Rosh Hashanah because it's a Sveik of the Yomer. We say maybe yesterday was the Erev Rosh Hashanah, maybe it wasn't Rosh Hashanah. That's why we have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Second day of Rosh Hashanah is maybe yesterday was not Rosh Hashanah. So on the tzadet, maybe yesterday was not Rosh Hashanah, that's why we say Shehechiyonu. How should be a topic bracha? Also machlekes. Also machlekes. Did they say Shehechiyonu on Kiddush? Yeah. Yeah. So on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, they have a machlekes in this case, according to those who follow the Shitas HaMechaber, according to the Svaridim and according to the Minik Frankfurt, that on the second day Rosh Hashanah they wouldn't say Shehechiyonu. So what if the first day Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos, then they didn't blow shofar, then the second day is the first time they're blowing shofar, that's Medina. So then they say Shehechiyonu. So what happens if the Baal Tekeah was a wise guy, he went up on the first day Rosh Hashanah Shcholi is B'Shabbos, and he blows shofar. So everybody heard the shofar on the first day also, but he wasn't supposed to blow. He violated this Issa de Rabbanan. So he goes to blow on the second day, does he say Shehechiyonu or not? When he blew on the first day against the Takan of Chachamim, so we say, well, he violated the Naverim of the Rabbanan Shem Yavarena, but he was Yotzid, they were all Yotzid the Mitzvah Deraisa. But he's saying, no, the Chachamim were Oiker the Mitzvah. Not only they were Oiker your permission to fulfill the Mitzvah, they forbid you to do the Mitzvah, they were Oiker the Mitzvah, Sinishke Mitzvah. So that's a Dion in Achreinim, that's an Achleikis in Achreinim. Rabbi Chanan Rasman quotes a pilpul that he had with Rab Chaim about this. He discussed in the end of the Sefer on Yevamos. Yivam is that tzaddik, but the Gemara quotes this din that Yesh Kach Yachachamim Lakadov Min Atar. The Chachamim have the authority and have the power to tell us to violate dinim in the Torah. It says in the Torah you have to blow shofar this Shabbos. The Chachamim tell us not to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa, to be over on a mitzvah, to be mevatel a mitzvah. So Rabbi Chanan there has a whole discussion. He writes a whole discussion that he had with Rab Chaim Brisker about this
rayas from the Rishonim one way and the other, whether which tzad is right. And this machlokes achanim, which tzad is right. Tzad diyon. See, Pesach Frank also gives some occurrence in Rishonim as to whether they were right of the whole mitzvah or not. The other question is, according to this Yerushalmi holds that you blow shofar first day Rosh Hashanah is gone. Nothing, there's no mitzvah at all. So the shaila is, what is it? There's an iser. Yerushalmi means that there's an iser. So what do they do with the kasha of the Babli that is not a told of any malacha? Which malacha can you classify it under? It's not a told of a malacha, just a gzeir the rabbanon. On a normal Shabbos, you know, it's a gzeir of mashmiach kol. So why did the Yerushalmi say that it's asur? So the Velt says that Yerushalmi doesn't hold that it's asur. Yerushalmi means to say that there's no kiyum mitzvah, period. There's none of there. If you want to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Chol is the Shabbos, minatari you may blow. Blow all you want, but you're not yotzi any mitzvah. Rosh Hashanah Chol is the Shabbos. There's no mitzvah of kiyum shofar. It's not that it needs to malacha. It's not that you're prevented from blowing because of an isa malacha. The mitzvah only applies when Rosh Hashanah falls out on the weekdays. When it falls out on Shabbos, there's no mitzvah. And a mikdash is different. That's a din deraisa. It's not that we're matter the isa malacha and mikdash. There never was an isa malacha at all. It's just the din is no mitzvah of kiyum shofar when Rosh Hashanah Chol is b'Shabbos. And in Mikdash there is a mitzvah. But how do you explain that? Why is there no mitzvah b'gvulin in a Mikdash there is a mitzvah? So this can be explained in different ways.
They brought Kabbalah to Rosh Hashanah in the
Mikdash. How about
they brought? So I mean, it's all tied to the Shabbat. The rest is there. Yeah, how yontif it is. Then it's yontif mamas. I mean, there's no sacred.
Outside of Beis HaMikdash there's also yontif.
I mean, but
outside of Beis HaMikdash is also Yontif. Yontif deraisa, why not? We know it's Yontif deraisa. So this could be explained in different ways. The simple pshat, the simplest pshat in Yerushalmi is that on Shabbos there is a din, daber dover, shalayhei dibrucha shal Shabbos ki dibrucha shal kol. And the Gemara learns out from that pasuk that chines are forbidden on Shabbos. Yerushalmi, granted the Babli doesn't have it, but Yerushalmi says that to recite a chine on Shabbos is forbidden. To recite a Trina on Yom Tov is also forbidden. But on Yom Tov we'll make them more so than on Shabbos. L'mashal on a regular Yom Tov, the Kohanim go up to Duchen. So the Gemara in Brachas has a Nusach, a Tfilah, a Trina that everybody recites about Chaloimus. That in the schus of the Birchas Kohanim, the Pesukim of Birchas Kohanim, any Chaloimus that were, any Beit Chaloimus that we had, a Chaloimus, the Gemara says, Dechem Mishishim B'Nevuah. So if somebody had a cholam that someone's going to die or something tragic is going to occur, so if he's mispalo b'shas when the kohenim duchen, so the Gemara says that's his gula to break the nevuah, to cancel the nevuah. What the connection is a little unclear. The Achronim said that there are 60 oisiyas, and Yibrech Hashem Yishmerecha, the three psukim have 60 oisiyas, and a cholam is echem yishishim nevuah. So still what's the connection is unclear. But that's what the Gemara says. It's not a chassidish sefer. The Gemara composes the nusach that you recite when the Kohanim go up to Duchen, the Rabbanu Shalom appears in the Gemara. Not the Hirotzen at the end. In fact, there's only gone. The Hirotzen, it says in the Sidurim, that's a Chassidish Maiz. That comes from Chassidish Sidurim. But the Rabbanu Shalom about the Chalayim, that comes from the Gemara. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Vilna Goyen that his practice was that he said all three times the Rabbanu Shalom. He didn't say the Hirotzen. At the end of each time, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Vilna Goyen, he would end off the last line differently. And the last line of the Rabbanu Shalom, so after the Kohanim say Yivrech Hashem v'yishmerecha, so you should end off with Yishmereini. Then the second time when they say Yarashem Panav Elachav Yuchonekli, you should say V'sivtzeini. And the third time when they say Yosem Uchal Shalom, then you say, the second time you say Yuschaneini, and the third time you say V'sivtzeini. The way we have it printed in the Siddur, you say all three, V'sishmereini, Yuschaneini, V'sivtzeini, the first two times, and then the third time you don't say the Rabbanu Shalom at all, you say the Hirot. So the Vilna Goyen, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, says that that's not the correct practice. The more correct is to say the Trina that the Gemara had, the Rabbanu Shalom, all three times, and to end off each time with a different word. In relationship to that bracha that the Kohanim are saying, the first time to end off is Sishmereini, second time is Zuchaneini, and the third time is Sirtzin. So the minig in many places is that when the Kohanim duchen on weekdays, on a Yom Tov Shchol is Bechol, everybody says the Rabbanu Shalom. When they call him Duchen on Shabbos, in many places the minig is that they don't say this. They don't say the Tchina. Why? Because you don't say Tchina on Shabbos. Are you not supposed to say Tchina on Yom Tov either? Shabbos is more chomer than Yom Tov. There are more Tchinas that are forbidden on Shabbos than are forbidden on Yom Tov. So even though we permit the reciting of this Tchina of the Rabbanu Shalom on Yom Tov, we don't consider that a violation of Tchinas beyond. It's not a
that much of a tchina, but to say it on Shabbos, that's not. Other places they have the minhag that they say on Shabbos as well. In fact, the Netziv has in his Tshuva Sefer, in the Meshiv Dover, has a he'ore in the end of Chelek Arachaim, he has he'ores on Shulchan Aruch Arachaim. So he has a whole he'ore why the minhag in Valojin was that they did say the Ribbono Shel Olam, even on Shabbos. And he explains why there's nothing wrong with it. But in many communities, the minhag is that when Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, you don't say that tchina. So the Pashtus in the Yerushalmi, the Belt says that the Pashtus in the Yerushalmi is that when Rosh Hashanah is Chol Yehi B'Shabbos, it's not that it's a nitzvah melacha that forbids us from fulfilling the nitzvah of Kiyuv Shoyis. That's not a melacha. In our Torah, it's not a told of anything. It's just that tchinas are forbidden on Shabbos, and the idea of Kiyuv Shoyis and Rosh Hashanah is to enhance the tefillah, is to make it into a tefillah sheyesh bo za'oko. The Gemara says later in Rosh Hashanah that Rosh Hashanah is called Yom Tru Yelachem. Umetageminon Yom Yabovo. The word Tru means to cry. And the Gemara says when a person cries when he davens, so the tefillah is enhanced, it's considered a more serious tefillah. We elevate it to the level of za'oko. That's a very serious tchino. So to say tchinas on Shabbos is usur, it's not proper. It's not that there's an isa malach, it's an isa tchina on Shabbos. So to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shcholis b'Shabbos would be a violation of tchina b'Shabbos. That's a violation of Dabra Dover. And this is a din deraisa. The Torah was never mechayev. Torah was never mechayev ki a shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shcholis b'Shabbos b'gvula. Aye, but if you blow shofar, there won't be any kim. There won't be an avera. There won't be an avera of a malach. It may be an avera of Dabra Dover. That's a pasuk in Yeshaya. That's an isa medirei kabbalah. Dabra Dover. It may be an isa derabbanan of the mashmiya kol, but it won't be an avera. It won't be a malacha derais. It's just that there won't be any mitzvah. The Torah was never mechayev ki yashayfa bigvulin b'Rosh Hashanah Shcholis b'Shabbos. So why is mikdash different? So the Belt says no, mikdash is a base tefillah. Ki base tefillah yikari l'chol ha'am. The base mikdash is not only the makam. Hakrovas Hakorbanas, the Beis Hamikdash is officially the office where all the tefillahs have to be submitted. And even those who are unable to go to the daven in the Beis Hamikdash physically, so we daven facing the Beis Hamikdash. As Shlomo HaMelech recited in his tefillah in Sefer Melachim when he built the Beis Hamikdash, this Palo Elecho, Derech HaBayis HaZeh, that everybody should face the Beis Hamikdash when they daven, because the Beis Hamikdash Al Pidin is the Beis Tefillah. And the Pasuk says in Echo, when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, so the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't accept the tefillahs anymore. So in Beis Hamikdash, since the Mikdash is the Mokoyim tefillah, so there the Torah allows and requires Zaoko even on Rosh Hashanah Shcholis B'Shabbos. That's how the Velt says Pshat in Yerushalmi. If that's the Pshat in Yerushalmi, that this is really a din deraisa, that the Taka Yom Tru and a Zichron Tru of Rosh Hashanah Shcholis B'Shabbos, outside of the Beis Hamikdash, there's no Chiyuv Kiyah Shofar at all, because there's no Zaoko on Shabbos, no Tchinas. And in the Mikdash is a Mokum Tfilis. Even on Shabbos, you also say Tchinas in the Beis Hamikdash. That's the Pshat. So how do you read right to the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, after the Beis Mishachar of Beis Hamikdash, the third line of the Mishnah says, after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, and the Chachamim had to run away to Yavne, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai told the Vespasian, Tain li Yavne v'chachman. They moved the whole Sanhedrin to Yavne. So then they had a shaila in this kant. The Gemara quotes a brayse in this kant to call ha'orim ola balabatim from around Yavne. On the first, after the year 70, after the Churban Abayis, so the first time Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos, they were wondering what's going to be. Are they going to blow shofar or not? They had no precedent. In the days of the Mikdash, when the Beis Hamikdash was b'bin yonai, so they knew you blow shofar where the Beis Hamikdash is. Now there's nothing near the Beis Hamikdash. So what are they going to do on Rosh Hashanah Shcholis b'Shabbos in Yavne? So they all got together. And Rabbi Yechman Zakkai says, we should blow shofar in Yavne. And then they disputed with him, the B'nai B'Seri were disagreeing, and then he made a takon and they did blow shofar. So the shaila is, what's the getter ha-takon of tkiya shofar? What kind of a din is that? So according to the Rishalmi, that it, alpi pashtus, it's a din, Rishalmi seems to learn that it's a din deraisa, and the simple reading in the Rishalmi, what's the din deraisa? The din deraisa is that based on Migdash is based tefillah, so there you do zaka also. But the Chutz LaMikdash, Zaka Tchinas HaRosar on Shabbos. So what was the Takana of Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai? What did he make a Takana? He made a Takana, Zecher LaMikdash. Zecher LaMikdash, we know he made Takanas. The next Mishnah says, originally Netilas Lulav used to be only in the Beis HaMikdash 7 days. In Bigvulin, it's only the first day, Minatar, the first day of Sukkot. Hiskim, Shechara, Beis HaMikdash, Hiskim, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, that you have to do Netilas Lulav all over the world 7 days, Zecher LaMikdash. So we find the Gemara has takonas that they made, Zecher LaMikdash. So So just like we have a takana of Sfiras Toimer, so the Gemara says, Bizman Shem Bisham Mikdash Kai and Sfiras Toimer was a din deraisa. Because the Torah says you bring the Korban Omer on the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach, and starting from the day Miyom HaViyachem Ezoim HaTnufa, from that day on which you bring the Korban Omer, that's the day on which you begin to count Sfiras Omer. After the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, so the Gemara says in Menachem there's no longer any Hakravas Omer, so there's no mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. So why do we count Sfira today? Zechel HaMikdash. So too, the Chachamim instituted various takonas Zechel HaMikdash. They're here also. That's L'chor, the simple pshar. Rabbi Yechem and Zaka made a takana, Zechel HaMikdash, that they should blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shacholias B'Shabbos. Why did he only make the takana in Yavne, the Chomokim Shiesham Bezm, why only Bifnei Bezm? So Mestama, he was afraid that Shem Yavarenu, he was afraid that if it's in the presence of the Bezm, all the big Rabbonim, the Gdoli Ador, that the Bezm HaGadol was there, so you're going to be afraid that anyone's going to be Mechal Shabbos. Chutzle, if you're not in the presence of the Rabbanim, so we're afraid that someone will carry. But it's not that the reason why you don't blow shofar is Shem Yavrena. No, you don't blow shofar because there's no mitzvah derais at all. Be gvulin to blow shofar. He went out of his way to make a takana zechel amigdash that you should blow shofar to remember that in the good old days when there was a Beis HaMikdash b'din yonai, they used to blow shofar. And he limited this takana dafke to bifnei bez. The Mishnah says like that. The Mishnah says not only Yerushalayim, even the outskirts of Yerushalayim. Yeah, that's a question. If you follow the Yerushalmi, that it's a din deraisa, and you understand that the din deraisa is that Mikdash is the Mokam HaTfilah, so how do you explain why you could have said all of Yerushalayim is called Mokam HaTfilah? All of Yerushalayim has, in a certain sense, a level of Kedushas HaMikdash. Benegeet HaAchilas Maithasheni, Benegeet HaAchilas Kachim Kalim. It has a certain level of Kedushas HaMikdash. But the Mishnah also says, not only Yerushalayim, even Kol Yerushi Hiroya V'Shamah Sekrevi V'Choy L'Lavoy, even on the outskirts of Yerushalayim, outside of the old city, which didn't have any Dinam of Mikdash at all, still a blue Shafer. So how do you explain that? That was also just because it's connected to the Beis HaMikdash. Difficult. Alpi Pashtas is difficult. That's what Rav Soloveitchik didn't want to learn this pshat. That the Yerushalmi holds that it's a din deraisa, the din deraisa being all based on this idea, being all based on this thing. That a mikdash is basically based tvila yikor lecholam, and tkiya shofar is tchina. So a mikdash you do tchina, so even on Shabbos and begvulin, not, the Torah is never mechayit. So Rav Soloveitchik thought a different pshat, which may be more difficult, I don't know, but he thought it was easier. He thought his pshat was easier. That the Ikka din der, according to the Yerushalmi, this din der Raisa is not that in Migdosh everything is different than the Raisa because basically Tfilah and the Tkiya Shofar is a form of Tfilah, but rather a different Mahalath. The Ikka din der Raisa always was that in the Makom, Bezn HaGadol, you blow Shofar. What's that? He didn't explain, so I'm ad-libbing. So, Mistam, what he meant was the following. There are 10 different kavanas that the Rav Sadia Gaon has in his siddur for the Tkiya Shofar. So one of the 10 kavanas, he gives a kavana to be Ma'aras Lachuvin, he gives a kavana Malchia, Shetam Luchuni Aleichem, because he used to blow trumpets, they still blow trumpets when they coronate a new king. Various kavanas. And the one kavana is that it's a form of Tfilo, Tchino, Zaoka. He dive into the Rabbanah Shalom with the Bechias, Yabovo, that he should give us a good year. And another kavana that the Rav Sadia Gaon gives is that it's the Yom HaDin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging the whole world. The Ramban has in his drasha le Rosh Hashanah, where does it say that in Tanakh, that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin? It doesn't say that anywhere. Where does it say? So the Gemara has a pasuk in Tehillim. Tikku v'chayu shofar b'kesev yom chagini t'chok l'Yisrael hu mishpat l'alekei yayin. You should blow shofar, it's a pasuk in Tehillim though, that's the earliest source. You should blow shofar tikku b'chayidesh, you should blow shofar on Rosh Chayidesh, every Rosh Chayidesh, no. Bakesel Yom Chagino, and that Rosh Chodesh that has a holiday that's hidden, that has a holiday when the moon is hidden. What Rosh Chodesh, what month has a holiday when the moon is hiding? That's Rosh Hashanah. Fall that on Rosh Chodesh when the moon is not visible. Why? Ki Chokli Yisrael Hu Mishpul Lelekei Yankiv. So the Gemara understands Mishpul Lelekei Yankiv, and Rosh Hashanah Kodesh Bohu judges the whole world. Alright, so that's what it says in Tehillim. But how did the author of Tehillim know? What does it say in the Chumash that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin? So the Ramban says, it doesn't have to say it in... How do you know that today is Tuesday, the Ramban? How do you know today is Tuesday? They have a tradition. Everybody knows today is Tuesday. Who told them the tradition? Adam Arishan. Adam Rishon was told, the Rabbanu Shalom told Adam Rishon, I'm creating you today, the sixth day, Friday, and seventh day is Shabbos, I'm going to rest, I'm not going to create anything. So the Rabbanu Shalom told us to Adam Rishon, and this is Ongenum, and this is Mekubal, everybody knows that. Enough with B'chal Olam Kuloi. So the Ramban says, how do we know that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaMishpat, the Yom HaDin? The Rabbanu Shalom told Adam Rishon. The day he was created, the Pirkei de Rabbi Lassen says, the same day he was created, he was already a grown man. And the very same day, a few hours after he was created, he sinned by eating from the Eitz Hadaat. And he was punished on the same day, and he was chased out from the Gan Eden. And the Rabbanu Shalom told him at that time, that's how the Pirkei de Rabbi Lassen says, that just as I judged you today, and I punished you today for your Aveira, so too throughout all the future generations, and every Rosh Hashanah, I will judge your descendants, and decide what to do with them for the past, and what's going to be for the next year. So the Rabbanu Shalom told Adam Rishon. That's what the Ramban said. It's not that the Chacham knew it based on a pasuk in Tehillim. How did the Baal HaTehillim know? The Nevuah, the Ruach HaKodesh. No, he says this precedes the Baal HaTehillim. This is a tradition from the days of Adam Rishon, as the Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer says. So one of the 10 kavanas that the Rav Tzadi Goin has, and the Tkiah Shofar is, that Tkiah Shofar is a simon that today is the Yom HaMishpat. So the Rishalmi seems to hold, this is what I'm adding out, Rav Soloveitchik didn't explain, he just thought that maybe the Rishalmi holds it's a din d'oraisa, that the din d'oraisa is that in the Mokam HaBezni you blow shofar. In Chutz LeBezni you don't blow shofar. So maybe this is the Kavona, that the Torah requires you should blow shofar because Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaMishpat, fine, so that's one of the Kavonas, you blow shofar. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, true, it's still the Yom HaMishpat, but the Pesukim indicate that we don't blow shofar. Why not? It's a different Kedusha Sayyim, not because of Tchina. If you say the first Pshat that we said, because on Shabbos you don't have Tchina, so the Torah was never Mechayiv us to blow Shofar to enhance the Tefillah, to make it into a Zarka. No, according to this Pshat, it's not because on Shabbos we don't do Tchina, the Torah never was Mechayiv Tchina on Shabbos, it's a different word. On Shabbos, when Rosh Hashanah falls on a Shabbos, it's a different type of a Kedusha Sayyim, and that Kedusha Sayyim is not Mechayiv in Tkiya Shofar. This is an interesting issue, whether this is this really so. Let's say when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos like this year, you say that the two Kedushas Hayom is blending together to constitute a new type of Kedushas Hayom, Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah hyphenated. Or do you say, no, there happen to be two Kedushas, one superimposed on the other on the same day. It happens to be Shabbos and it happens to be coincidentally also Rosh Hashanah. So the two Kedushas Hayom, Zeh Gabi Zeh, they're unrelated, they don't blend in together. Some they did. In Stama, like we do. Some they didn't make the show also like that. No, either in Shtivishman Ezra or in the Chazor Hashat, whichever we do. The Gemara in Erechin and Daf Yudah and they said. Right, the Gemara in Erechin says, why is it no chiv to recite Halal on Rosh Chodesh? So the Gemara says, because it's muta basiyas malach, it doesn't have a full kedusha sayyam. So Shabbos, this also basiyas malach has a full kedusha sayyam, why is it no chiv to recite Halal? The Gemara says, it's not called a mayid. But Rosh Chodesh is called a mayid, but it doesn't have a full kedusha sayyam. So the Avni Nezer was bothered with this kasha, the Sochot Shavarev once said Shalashudas Torah, and Rosh Chodesh Chali is b'Shabbos, so he spoke about this kasha. So when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, there should be an obligation to recite Halal Shola in Medina. We only say Chatzi Halal on Rosh Chodesh, because it's only a minute. But whenever you mechiv Medina to say Halal, you say Gantz Halal. So whenever Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, there should be an obligation Medina to recite Halal Shola, because it is called Mayid, Rosh Chodesh is called a Mayid, and it's Igdish Basiyas Malacha, because it's Shabbos. So that was his teret, that the two kedushas don't blend in together to constitute one, the separate kedushas. But others are done on this, whether he's right or wrong. There seems to be, the Rav pointed out, there seems to be a machlokes in Rishonim and Brachas, whether this is right or wrong. David Nezah has a tshuva about it also, he talks about a similar thing. Right. So according to Beis Shammai, that you say a separate bracha for Yontif and a separate bracha for Shabbos and the Shemana Esrei. So Beis Shammai seem to hold clearly that they're unrelated Kedusha Sayyam, they don't blend in together to constitute one new Kedusha Sayyam of Shabbos Yontif together. Our Shabbos Rosh Chodesh together. The Shaila is that we pass from like this Hillel, that whenever you have Yom Tov Shchalis B'Shabbos, you recite one brach in the Shemon Esrei to include both Kedushas Hayoyim. So what does that imply? Does that imply that the two Kedushas blend in to constitute one? Or no, they really remain two separate Kedushas Hayoyim. But they hold that you're able to include both in one brach, and it's not a violation of Ein Chayis Mishnai. It's not a violation of the principle that you're not supposed to have more than one theme in Achsim Sabrach. So that's what seems to be a machlokes harishonim in brachas. When the Gemara asks, how can you say a chasimus habracha mekadesh haShabbos yisrael v'hazmanim? Isn't it a violation of ein chayis mishnai? You conclude with two unrelated themes. So the Gemara says, no, achasi. What does it mean achasi? So some rishonim say alosh and achasi. They're not that dissimilar. So nishgas felach, they can live together in peace and harmony in one chasim. And other rishonim say, no, achasi. It's one kedushas hayayim. It blends in together to be one kedushas hayayim. So that's a shaila. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested, he thought that the Yerushalmi meant to say that the Ikar Din D'Oraisa is that the Mokum Bezin Yiblo Shofar, not the Beis HaMikdash is the Beis Tefillah. Because how are you going to explain the Ayoris Asmuchas LiYerushalayim? He thought that that was difficult, and to say that that's the Rabbanon, that in Yerushalayim is the Oraisa and the Ayoris Asmuchas is the Rabbanon, is difficult. So he thought, no, that the Takana, the Ikar Din D'Oraisa, according to it's a Din D'Oraisa, the Ikar Din D'Oraisa was that a Migdash Yiblo, not so much because the Beis HaMikdash is the Mokum HaKorbanis, and not so much because the Beis HaMikdash is the Mokum HaTfila, but rather because the Beis HaMikdash is the Mokum HaBezn. The Beis HaMikdash is officially the place where the Bezn HaGadol is supposed to convene, where they're supposed to meet. And even if the Bezn HaGadol happens to be on vacation this year, let's say they went to Switzerland for Rosh Hashanah, because it's too hot in Eretz or whatever, still Al-Pidin, until the Gadol is HaSanhedrin, Al-Pidin, the Beis HaMikdash is the Mokum HaSanhedrin. That's the Mokum HaBezn. So the Mishnah says that the din always used to be that the blue shofar only in Yerushalayim or near Yerushalayim in conjunction with the bezin, bifnei ha-bezin. Why? Because the whole idea of blowing shofar, one of the many ideas, one of the ten takonis, one of the ten reasons, the ten kavonis that the Rav Sadia Gaon has in Tkiyah Shofar is that today is the Yom HaMishpat, and you blow shofar to illustrate that, to stress that theme, that today is the Yom HaMishpat. So on Rosh Hashanah Shchalis B'Shabbos, true, it's also the Yom HaMishpat, but the Pesukim indicate to us that this Kedusha Sayyam is a different type of a Kedusha. When it's Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos combined, they combine to constitute a new Kedusha Sayyam, which is not Mechayiv in such a stressing of the fact that today is the Yom HaMishpat. But in the Mikdosh, the Beis HaMikdash, which is the Mokum HaSanhedrin, and the Sanhedrin's job is to do Mishpat, so there is a Din D'Oraisa that you do blow Shayf. Where the Pesuk is the problem that the Bavli asks. Not that a Mikdash will matter in Isa Deraisa. No, in Mikdash there is a Chiyuv Deraisa because that's the Mokum HaMishpat. In Chutzla Mikdash is not the Mokum HaMishpat, so there the Torah was never Mechayiv. So if one follows this line of thinking, then what happened right after the Churban HaBayis and the Sanhedrin moved to Yavne? So they all the Balabatim came to Yavne to see on the first Rosh Hashanah Shcholis B'Shabbos what Rabbi Yechon and Metzaka are going to do. So he said, let's blow Shofar. Why did he tell him let's blow Shofar? A hassle, and they blew Shofar. Why did he say let's blow Shofar? So Rav Soloveitchik thought that let's blow Shofar mit der Reise, not let's blow Shofar mit der Rabbanan. Let's blow Shofar mit der Reise, because now that the Beis HaGadol moved its offices and their official office is no longer the Beis HaMikdash, they went into Golos, and now their official location is in Yavne. So the Din der Reise now applies in Yavne, that you're supposed to blow, not that they blew in Mikdash and the Tkiyas in Yavne was Zechel in Mikdash. No. They blew a Mikdash because the Mikdash is officially the Mokum HaBezdin. And now that they're in Yavne, so Yavne is the Mokum HaBezdin. So the Tkiyas in Yavne would be a Din D'Oraisa. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai made nine takonis. The Gemara reckons those all the nine takonis on Lamed Aleph on the base. So takonis sounds like a takonis de Rabbanah. And according to this pshat, it comes out that it's a Din D'Oraisa. So the Rav pointed out, first of all, it's not true because the Bavli holds not like the Yerushalmi. The Bavli says that this is not correct. The drasha that Yom Teruah and Zichron Teruah is not correct. That the Maskanas HaBavli is that Minatera you blow shofar all over the world, and it's only Gzera the Rabba, Gzera the Rabbana, not to blow shofar Chutz LaMikdash, Gzera Shema Yavarenu. So the whole limitation is Man HaMikdash that you blow only Mikdash is only Gzera the Rabbanon, and Nikdash they would never go. Is there an Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai made a Takana the Rabbanon that you shouldn't have the Gzera in Yavne. So according to the Maskanas HaBavli is the Chlal no problem. But even so, the Bavli Dishitosa says later that this is one of the nine takonis. But even if one should search in the Yerushalmi, I didn't look. Even if one should look in the Yerushalmi and find that the Yerushalmi also says Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai made nine takonis, and they'll count this as one of the nine takonis of Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, The Lashon HaMishnah is Hiskin Rabbi Yechiman Zakkai. Sounds like it's a takone. It's also not a kasha, because the Gemara says later that one of the nine takones Rabbi Yechiman Zakkai was really a din deraisa. That the Yom Hanif Kulo Yosur, that the day of Tnuf HaSaimer, that the first day Chol HaMoed, it's forbidden to eat Chodesh all day long. So the Gemara says that's not a takone de Rabbanan, that's a din deraisa. So the Gemara says you're right, it's taka din deraisa. So what does it say in the Mishnah? Hiskin Rabbi Yechiman Zakkai. So the Gemara says Hiskin just means he was mefarsim the din deraisa. Dorash v'hiskin. He gave a drasha, he gave a shir, and he made popular, he was mefarsim what the din deraisa is. A takana doesn't always imply that it's a takana de rabban, that the chachamim were changing the din deraisa. Sometimes takana means that he instituted a tikkun, he straightened out the din, so that everybody should know mikana labo, that this is the din, not necessarily a din de rabban. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested, according to the Yerushalmi, that it's a din deraisa, that in Migdash you do have a chiyuv to blow, and in Bigvulin there's no chiyuv deraisa to blow at all. It could be that the nature of the din in Migdash that you do blow is because Migdash is the Makam HaSanhedrin, not because Migdash is the Makam HaTfilo, not because Migdash is the Makam HaKorbonis. It's another tzad, we didn't mention that earlier, the Ravid, in the bottom of the Rif in Sukkah, claims that the reason why Migdash you do blow and not Bigvulin is because Migdash is the Makam HaKorbonis HaKorbonis. And it speaks in Chumash of Tkiyah Shofar in connection with Akrobis HaKabonis. Tkiyah Chatzaitzus, Alo Lasechem Al Zivchei Shalmech. So the Rabbi claims that's the reason why Migdash was different. That the Takana not to blow Shofar Bigvulin was never instituted in Migdash, not because Ein Shvuzba Migdash, but rather because Ein Shvuzba Migdash means something that has to do with the Akrobis HaKabonis. So what does Shofar have to do with the Karbonis? He says, no, it does have to do. Because the Pesukim say in Chumash Bamidbam, Bahaloyscha, that you should blow shofar at certain times of the year in connection with Hakrovas HaKorbonis. So there are three possibilities over here to explain the first mandam in the Bavli, which the Bavli rejects completely, to say that this is a din deraisa. The Rishami seems to hold like that in the Masechah Sofrim, whose Nusach HaTfilah we follow is based on that Shita HaYerushalmi, that it's a real din deraisa. Because the Nusach HaTfilah that we daven, we're not supposed to daven in modern Hebrew. We're not supposed to daven in colloquial Hebrew. We're supposed to daven in the biblical Hebrew. That's how the Rishonim say. And that's why the Avudram and the Ibn Yarchi and other Rishonim have Sforim on the Siddur, where they search a Mokar in Tanakh for every single phrase in the Siddur. The Psuka de Zimra is Avada, that's in Siddur. Oz Yosher is in Siddur. Oz David is in Siddur. Haidu is also in Siddur. But the Nusach of the Bracha, so they find a Mokar in Tanakh for every single phrase that they have in the Bracha, because they're working on the assumption, based on Gemaris and the Dorim and the Brachas, that every tefillah has to be recited in the biblical Hebrew, not in the Mishnaic Hebrew, not in the Talmudic Hebrew. Piyutim we have in Otz Koitzitz Hebrew, Otz Koitzitz Loshen. You have a very difficult Hebrew, especially the Slichas, nobody knows what to say. But they just know generally they're asking for Mechilah, but the words are so hard. But the Nusach HaTfilah that Anshe Knesset HaGdolah when Mitzah came, the guiding principle was that it has to be in a biblical Hebrew. So if the Masechet Sofrim claims, and that's what we follow, that when Rosh Hashanah is Chol is B'Shabbos, we say Zichron Truah. When Rosh Hashanah is Chol is B'Chol, we say Yom Truah. So they seem to be assuming that this is what the Psukim in the Chumash are referring to. Yom Truah goes on Rosh Hashanah is Chol is B'Chol. The Zichron Truah is referring to Rosh Hashanah is Chol is B'Shabbos. Otherwise it's a Melitza. Otherwise that's not biblical Hebrew. So you're using a Nusach HaTfilah, assuming that that is a biblical Hebrew, on the assumption that Kiyas are deraisa and Migdosh and Bigvul, and you don't blow shay from the deraisa. So this distinction that the Yerushalmi seems to hold cannot be based on Malacha. That's what the Bavli says, that's impossible. So it must be based on some other notion. So either it's based on the notion that the Migdosh is a basically based tefillah, Yikar L'Cholam, so on the Mokam HaTfilah, you enhance your tefillahs by having Zokah even on Shabbat. Or like the Ravid writes in Sukkah. The Rabbi on the Rif writes in Sukkah that based on Migdosh, you have to blow Shofar in conjunction with the Akrobis HaKorbanos. The Gvul or not, because it's not in conjunction with the Korbanos. But in Migdosh, yes. And then you'll have the problem of why was Chutzli Yerushalayim? Chutzli Yerushalayim doesn't relate. Or the third possible pshat is that the Kiyo Shofar is the simon of the fact that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaMishpat, the Yom HaDin. So there's more of a chiyuv to blow Shofar in Migdosh than in Yerushalayim, because Yerushalayim is officially the Mokoyim where the Bez Nagol is supposed to be located. Rashi HaChumash at the end of Yisro, in the beginning of Mishpatim, explains the quotes from the Mechilta. Why is it that in the end of Yisro the Chumash speaks about building a Mizbach HaDomeh, and then in the beginning of Mishpatim speaks about being Dan Dinei Torah? What's the connection between a Mizbeach and a Bezdin? So he says, Lalamdoch, to teach her that you have to have Bezdin, Samach LaMizbeach. That the Bez Nagol has to be located in the Beis HaMikdosh. And the Gemara says in Yuma that the Lishkas HaGoz is the room where the Bez Nagodl was officially located was Chetzi Bakodesh v'Chetzi Bachol. Half of it had Kedushas Azara and the other half didn't. So the Bez Nagodl stat, and the half that didn't have Kedushas Azara, because in the half that has Kedushas Azara, you're forbidden to sit. So would they have to have a room that's half yen, half no? Somebody by mistake may sit in the other half of the room. No, they have to have a room that's half Kodesh, that it should be Mamish Tzomach L'Mizbeach. It should be half of their room has Kedushas Azara. It has to be so Tzomach to the Mizbeach.
If you say, like the rival is,
So Rav Soloveitchik suggested if one should say this third mahala, that the din deraisa always was like that, according to the Rishalmi, that the tkiyas are deraisa in migdash, and not bigvulim because migdash is the makom bezin, then the takonas Rabbi Yechman Zaka is not a takonah de rabbanon. Then it's Dorash Vihiskin. He made a takana deraisa. He said, not only when the Bez Nagodl is in Yerushalayim, which is officially the place where they're supposed to be, but even if they leave Yerushalayim, they go to Yavne. But sof kol sof, it is a Bez Nagodl. So that's called the Mokum of Bez Nagodl. So there would be Tkiyas deraisa.
There's more takana to other Bez as well. It wasn't just Yavne, it was also where there was that Bez Nagodl.
No, it means where the Bez Nagodl is. The Gemara just says, what if the Bez is there, be Kroy? They're just passing through the town, but they never officially established an office there. So the Gemara says, that's perhaps a Machloikis HaTanon. Beidina de Kroy. This pshat, that the Tkiyas and Yavne should be a Din deraisa, this is a little bit subject, a tremendous Chiddush, because it's simple reading in the Gemara and the Mishnah is that it's only Takana de Rabbanan.
Why do you have to change it?
Don't have to say. Could say.
After all, if the deraisa of the official headquarters has to be in the Beis HaMikdash, so it was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and said that nevertheless, if we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we will consider this official.
Yeah.
But if we consider this official, this is the Rabbana, not the deraisa.
Could be. It could. There's no hecher. It's the Rav Soloveitchik suggested it's possible to say that it's Dorish V'Hiskin that he made it into a Din Deraisa. He was kaveh that this should be the Din Deraisa. There is, however, an issue that may knock out the possibility of this pshat. The question is, if you have a Bez Nagodl that meets anywhere other than in Beis HaMikdash, does it have the status of Bez Nagodl, or is it just an imitation Bez Nagodl? Because the Gemara learns that in Sanhedrin, Melamacham Bokum Gorin. It says in connection with the Zokim Mamre, when you have a shayla and the rabbanim have a machlek, and they can't resolve the issue, they can't come to a maskone. So the Torah requires to come to the alita alamokai, mishivcha Hashem alakaf, you should go to the Bez Nagodl and they should pass it. So the Gemara says the psak of the Bez Nagodl only makes the chacham who passes against them into a zakam amre if their psak was issued, min amok mahu means melamed shamokim gorim. Only if the Bez Nagodl was in their office in Yerushalayim. If the Bez Nagodl was in Yavne and somebody passes against doesn't accept their psak, he won't be chayv nisim itam zokem amre. It's a mishnah in Sanhedrin.
That's another din.
Also based on the same pasuk, but that's another din. So the issue is this din that there's no halacha, there's no onish misa of a zokem amre for one who passes against the Bez Nagodl whenever they're in Yavne, whenever they're not bimkaimam in lishkas hagozis. Is that Xeris HaKosev only with respect to Zokim Mamre, Xeris HaKosev B'Yalmo? Or perhaps that Kosev means that they don't have the status of Bez Nagodl if they're not Bimkoimam. If they're Bimkoimam, Haroi Lahem Dehainu, Samach Lam Izbeach, Sanhedrin Samach Eitzalam Izbeach, then they have the din of Bez Nagodl. When they're not in their official place where they're supposed to be, maybe it's just an imitation Bez Nagodl, maybe it's a fake. So the Rav pointed out, this he has printed in his Kuntres on Kiddush HaChodesh, I think that was the first Yahrzeit Rosh. He said the year after his father passed away, and it's reprinted a few times. So he said that it seems to be a machlokes the Rambam and the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam claims that Kiddush HaChodesh can only be done by the Bez Nagodl. Period. Based on a Medrash, he quotes a Mechilta de Rashbi. Only Bez Nagodl can do Kiddush HaChodesh. So the Ramban says that's ridiculous because the Gemara has in Rosh Hashanah at the end of the second Perek that until the days of Abaye Verovid, the Rambam quote himself, until the days of Abaye Verovid, they still used to do Kiddush HaChodesh al-Pi Ariya in Eretz Yisrael. So until the days of Abaye Verovid, there was a Bez Nagodl. That's ridiculous. Where was that Bez Nagodl? The Ramban says it's impossible. from the year 30 on, 40 years before the Churban HaBayis, 40 years before, the Gemara says the Bezdin walked out of their offices, they were Golu Milishkas HaGozes, and they no longer, the Ramban adds on, it doesn't say this anymore, and they no longer had the status of Bezdin HaGolu. So from the year 30, there was no Bezdin HaGolu. So how can the Rambam say that Kiddush HaChodesh HaPiyariyah can only be done by the Bezdin HaGolu? And it was continued up until the middle of the day, Rabbi Barovah, that was way after the year 30. There was no Bezdin HaGolu in existence. So the Noise Kalim on the side of the Sefer Mitzvah say, and Mitzvah Sefer Kufnun Gimel on the Mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh, they say, what is the Rambam hold? The Rambam holds that that Kiddush HaChodesh can only be done by Bezdin HaGolu. How can he talk a hold as a Bezdin HaGolu till the days of Babai Verove? So they answer, the Rambam's opinion obviously is that Melamed Shalamokam Golrim, the drasha that we derive from that pasuk, who comes to the Elisa Lamokam, is only a miut, it's only a local din in Hilchazok and Mamre. It doesn't apply to the Shem Bezdin HaGolu. It doesn't mean to say that whenever the Bezdin HaGolu is not in Yerushalayim, they don't have the status of Bezdin HaGolu. They can be anywhere and they will have the status of Bezdin HaGolu. There just won't be an Einish Misa for the Zokin Mamre who will paskin against them. So according to this whole pshat, this whole possibility is only if one should assume like the Rambam, the way the Nefoshim say the Rambam holds, that the Bezdin HaGolu, even when they're in Yavne, do have a din of Bezdin HaGolu, just that there's no Onish of Zokin Mamre. So then it's Nitan Layom, it's still not Mukhrach. It's Nitan Layom, one can insist that when Hiskin Rav Yechon Ben Zakkai, that you blow Shofar Bifnei Bezdin, one can say that that's really a din derais. It's not necessarily so. You can still say it's only in the official place where they're supposed to be, in Yerushalayim. But what it's shaykh to say that it should be a din derais. That's how the Gemara says later, yeah. The Gemara says the machlokes hatanan, but you need dafke Bezdin HaGolu or any Bezdin HaKavgin. Even the Dachas need Bezdin HaGolu. For the Medida. Ah, I mean for the Medida you need Bezdin HaGolu. Yeah. Same Shaila, Mishtam. Same Shaila, the Rambam and the Ramban. Would it be shaykh to have an Egla Rufa in the last 40 years? Stamra or after? Or after the Churban HaBayis? Stamra the same Shaila. Do you have it in a Bezdin HaGolu or not? The Ran quotes in the name of the Rif. And this Gemara, in the Rif himself, he doesn't discuss it, but the Ran quotes in the name of the historical point that the Rif blew Shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shcholis B'Shamas. What kind of a din is that? Why, the Rif was the Bezdin HaGolu. So obviously, he knew he had no hallucinations of being Bezdin HaGolu. Apparently, he was of the opinion that you don't have to have the Bezdin HaGolu. Was he a Bezdin of Chav Gimel? There's no Bezdin of Chav Gimel. It didn't have 23 Rabbanim who had smicha. No one had any smicha b'chlal. No one had any smicha. So how did the Rif get from the Gemara a marker to say that that even a Bezdin of fine Talmid Chachamim who know how to learn well, whatever, as great as they are, but they have no smicha at all? Ishm Pisha Moshe Rabbeinu? Not a Bezdin of Gadol. It's not even a Bezdin of Chav Gimel. It's an Hebi Ktana. That he had the right to blow Shofar and Rosh Hashanah Shcholis B'Shabbat. So the Ran suggests that the marker for the Rif doesn't say anything, doesn't discuss it. They just quote that historically, we know the fact that in his base marriage they blew Shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shcholis B'Shabbos. So the Ran suggests that the marker must be the last line on this daf, on Chof Tes and Beis. The Gemara points out that in the Mishnah there seem to be three opinions. Bizman Shei Beis HaMikdash HaYikayim, the only blue Shofar in the Beis HaMikdash in the outskirts of Yerushalayim, in the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, the outskirts of Yerushalayim. And then Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai made a takana that they blow Shofar in Yavne and kol makom sheyesh bo Bezdin. And one Tana disagrees and he says, no, Hiskan Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai ela bi Yavne belvad. Rabbi Lozer says only in Yavne. Omru loy, so the other Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Lozer, echad Yavne vechad kol makom sheyesh bo Bezdin. Not only Yavne, any city with his Bezdin. So the Gemara asks, the Brice and the Mishnah appear to imply that there are three opinions over here. Mishnah. Where are the three opinions? Rav Lozer holds it only in Yavne. Takanas Rav Yechon Ben Zakkai is only in Yavne. And the Tanakama and the third Tana say the exact same thing. Echad Yavne v'echad kol makom sheyesh bo Bezdin. So what is their dispute? Sounds like there's some kind of a shade of difference between the first Tana and the third Tana. So the Gemara asks, Omer loy hayne Tanakama? Isn't the third opinion identical with the Tanakama? Exactly the verbatim, the same thing word for word. So the Gemara answers, Ike benayu, obviously there is some machlokes, the machlokes is beidina deikroi. So the simple translation of the words, Rashi explains is beidina deikroi, what if the Bezdin HaGadol happens to be passing through town, but they never really established an office here? So they're not here bikvias, but deikroi they're here, so you can't really call this city, they're traveling echveis to California, they happen to be stuck in New York for Rosh Hashanah. So you can't really call this the Makam HaBezdin, but it's still Bifnei Bezdin. So what exactly...